The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Thursday Night Destruction, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers, The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way to do so is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping on Amazon, go to ShiningWizards.com first and click the Amazon button. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase goes to help the show. If you'd like to put our logo on your chest, head over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick up one of our Kick logo shirts. Or if you prefer, pick up one of our Shining Wizards Network or any of our other design shirts over at ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Come follow us at Wizards Podcast on Twitter. Become our friends on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Or send us some hate mail at WizardsPodcast@gmail.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards, we'd like to thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
And you're listening to the Shining River. The Shining Wizards. Alex and Sam, brother.
Oh, okay. Maybe there goes half of my vocabulary.
Oh, yeah?
What's the other half?
You want to do take two?
The F word.
Oh. All right.
What?
Let me kind of play the music?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, now we're recording.
You sure you don't want headphones?
Well, if we start taking calls, you might need them.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're missing out on all those sound bites. We don't even have a picture up on Ustream, by the way.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. The computer crashed.
Yeah, let's see.
Why don't you guys just have a giant fight?
Yeah, you notice how nothing has to do with me. Nothing. I don't do shit.
I forgot Kevin's even here, actually.
You guys fight, and the winner gets this belt right here.
We don't really use them anymore.
So. I like that. They look fancy.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are really here heavy. Live for another exciting edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, of course, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
I'm Tony.
I'm Matt.
I'm Kevin.
And we have a few very special guests in the studio tonight. These guys are over as fuck. They are the Juicy Product, David Starr, JT Dunn. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? Hey, oh, whoa, we got applause over there by that one guy.
The one guy.
Sorry,
yeah. That's kind of like what happens when we have our entrance. There's that one dude who applauds.
And it's probably me.
And it's probably you.
And I'm there.
It's either that or it's dead silence and you just hear the one, boo!
I just follow the Juicy Product around and just clap for no reason.
We get that Unico pop.
Damn it.
And if I had crickets, I would have played them.
He's actually a much better Sin Cara than Sin Cara was, unfortunately.
Kayfabe, brother.
Yeah, how do you fuck that up?
What? Being Sin Cara?
Yes.
This ring is not like a trampoline.
Yo, my favorite Sin Cara thing, like the memes when they just had him botching everything, was when it was around last year's Thanksgiving and it showed a picture of him in the kitchen and it just said, it was all on fire. Like, so he botched Thanksgiving.
He can't be a chef either. Sin Cara can't do anything right.
Actually, the other good one was when he was playing Tetris and it had like the Tetris pieces all diagonal and then were just collapsing.
You gotta find those.
Sin Cara botching memes are the best memes ever.
Did you hear this whole thing with Bill Cosby? Like his people put out the whole meme thing.
We just saw this morning, and
yeah,
we didn't know
what
happened. Like, since when is Bill Cosby a rapist, apparently?
Yeah, but Bill Cosby's people thought it'd be a great idea to put a meme generator up on his website, and everybody just took it over and put, oh, by the way, I rape women.
Yeah, I saw that. It was hysterical. Like, well, I mean,
he's like,
I guess, as hysterical as rape could be.
Well, it's not
rape is very funny.
Right.
Just
exactly.
Ask Mick Foley. Rape is hysterical.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
That's an inside joke.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Me and Mick Foley have had a little heat over.
Well,
you made a rape joke and Mick Foley was a good human being and said it wasn't funny.
Well, his charity is against like abusing and raping women like
so
overseas.
So you thought it was a good idea to make
I completely forgot about it. And we just had
Kevin takes the stage and right away with the rape jokes.
It
only,
nice.
It only means no if she blinks once.
Oh, no.
A boo. That's what. See, now you should ring the bell with that one.
That wasn't all that inappropriate.
No. I think the bell ringing was specific to something else.
You're right. Correct.
There it is. Now you ring the bell.
Yeah, but that wasn't me. That was Stevie Ray.
That's okay.
That was Booker T.
That was Booker T. Dope. Oh, we got plenty with Stevie Ray though. They just haven't made their way.
He
to the
said it,
yet.
Just not in a soundbite. Give it
up, my nigga. That would be Vince McMahon.
He's a
Vinny
he's
Mac.
Allowed to say it though.
Who, Vince?
No, Booker.
Booker?
T
why? All right, why? Explain that.
It's because he's black.
Acceptable. Yeah. I can't say nigga.
You just did.
I know. Dang. I did.
Ring the bell. God. Let's get on top of things here, people.
I should be in charge of the bell.
Did you see that thing with Piers Morgan?
No.
And with who?
Piers Morgan and what's his name? John Legend. They just had like a Twitter battle about saying that word. Because Piers Morgan said that they should just eradicate the word entirely. And basically he said...
And Piers Morgan is more black than John Legend, so that...
Whoa! That actually
works
out. Piers Morgan's like the whitest of the white.
And so is John Legend.
Joe.
You know
John Legend? What? How is John Legend? Like,
I don't know. He
was
this bow tie.
Like, said, wait, this is like, who did they say that like someone wasn't?
Welcome
black
you guys
enough?
All
oh,
to
Russell
the David
Wilson,
Starr.
Oh,
show.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys
like,
talk
what does
about
that even
podcasts
mean?
Where for the next hour and a half, David Starr will argue every single discussion topic you have. Ring the bell. Let's go.
But the Piers Morgan thing is Piers Morgan basically said black people shouldn't say that word anymore, and John Legend said you're an idiot. Like, that's pretty much what it came down to.
I can't argue against either one of them.
Yeah. Well, they both probably make good
Everybody
points.
Wins. Yeah.
If you guys are listening, We're in studio right now with the Juicy Product. You can call us 201-467-8949.
Now, you guys brought some gold with you.
Yes. Lots of crazy, silly Gumby gold.
Well, we like have silver. The most dangerous... We have the most dangerous belts in the history of wrestling in
these
the WSU
belts. Cut your face off.
They've literally, I'm not even kidding. If you guys pick up the
Do you mind if I see one of them?
More people have been hurt by those belts than DJ Hyde booking.
we're kind of.
And that's a lot of people who have been hurt by that. Mainly people's feelings.
Kevin and I are somewhat of belt marks, and it's not a bad belt.
So are we, apparently.
Just touch the main plate on that.
Yeah, feel the quarters.
Like, the edges.
Dude, I saw that just as you were saying it. I saw that spike crazy. That's like hanging over the edge of the base of the belt.
Now, did Drew Cordero commission these before he sold the promotion? Or
No, those have been part of WSU for a long time.
Yeah. So, like, the world-famous Alicia has held these belts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well... The funny thing is that when we first started,
they're cool looking.
The
but
when we first started bringing the belts to the ring, CZW only allowed us to bring the WSU and CZW belts because they
it's
suck.
All DJ owned.
And
so, I like that one.
Seriously, it's the truth. We had all these other belts, and everywhere else was like, "Oh yeah, absolutely, bring them out. It makes you guys look good. It makes us look good for having you on the show." And then DJ said, "Hey, make sure you don't take any of those belts out there." At one point, he told the Beaver Boys when we wrestled them, when we had all of them, that, "Hey guys, if you see them walk out with any other belts other than the CZW belts, shoot the finish." We're like,
what?
Shut the fuck up, DJ.
Really? What?
Yeah, that actually happened.
That's retarded.
Hey, we were supposed to have DJ on the show a long time ago, right?
Did you book 6 hours of your time? Book 6 hours and expect no eye contact.
We're talking Scotty Riggs territory. We love Scotty Riggs. Man, he talks. He had a fight with the guy from Botchamania on our show.
Matthew? Why? Botchamania guy's
Yeah,
great.
Because we told him, we put out there, Scotty Riggs is on. And what did he say? Matthew said something like, "Hope you made a sandwich. It's going to be the longest 6 hours of your life," or something like that. And Scotty's reading his Twitter while he's on the show with us, and he just starts calling him out. It was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Well, DJ, did you see his shoot interview?
No.
Well, you have to book your whole day to watch the shoot interview. It's 8 hours long.
Five disc?
Hey, but
it's 8 hours
forget,
long.
Don't
and
forget,
he claims,
they cut 3 hours out.
Yeah, it's 8 hours long. He claims that they cut
he claims
3 hours.
He lied.
Yeah,
what could he possibly say for 8 hours?
Well, like, apparently it was 11 hours,
Jim Cornette
though.
For
he could spend 8 hours
you know?
Telling but, you just one story.
But he claims it was 11 hours, and they cut three of them.
That's insane.
Rob Feinstein told me that wasn't true, though. That's the one who did the interview.
Feinstein
he said no, it was 8 hours, and they didn't cut anything.
Insane.
So we talked WSU championship. You have some dusty things of gold.
The FIP titles?
Yeah.
Jumping right into the gimmick with them?
Full impact,
I mean,
bro.
Some people, we put stuff out all day about questions, and And a couple people want to know, why is FIP afraid to book you guys to defend those?
They don't like money. They're afraid of having to put so many asses in so many seats.
The thing that's just funny is that I was at FIP last July. Yeah.
What?
The whole Savages thing?
And you punched that guy in the face.
Yeah, we got in a fight with the Savages down there in the ring because they just didn't want to do business.
Wait, the Samoan Savages?
No. They're not even close to Samoa. Anyone from the Isle of Samoa, if they heard that you said that, they would come here and eat your face.
Well, there was a tag team called the Samoan Savages, right? Am I wrong with that?
There was a Samoan SWAT team.
There's a Samoan gangster party. I Google that. You got to look that up. Otherwise, I might be a dead man. And
I was trained by the Wild Samoan. Well, head shrinker, Sambu Anoa'i.
Nice.
So yeah. There you go. I have some Samoan heritage, I guess, there based on wrestling blood. I've been headbutted by Samu Anoa'i. I've been headbutted by Samu Anoa'i.
You should just give all your credit to the almighty DJ Hyde.
Well, he's who made me.
Yeah.
He's who made me anything
he made
was.
You famous.
But don't bring the belts to the ring.
Yeah, we can't bring any belts to the ring. We can't bring any belts to the ring. But he'll kiss us and tell us we made Ohio history when we had like the best match ever with OI4K.
And then tell everybody else that we sucked.
Yeah, and tell everybody else we sucked.
I feel like a lot of people have the same problems with him.
Yeah, because he tells everybody the same bullshit stories.
He was actually in the latest Botchamania.
Who?
DJ Hyde.
Trust me, everyone.
Did you see that?
Yeah, we were just talking about I showed it to him the other day.
Do you know why? Can I tell you the story? It was WrestleCon during WrestleMania weekend, right?
I remember. I was there.
It was huge. They had all these great matchups. Main event spot, DJ Hyde versus Masada.
I can tell you the story behind that, though, in all honesty, because I'm good friends with Masada. We went down there, and DJ had been bragging all year that he was booking that whole show. Like, he was talking about the whole time that he was booking that whole show. And him and Masada were supposed to have this ultra-violent glass, barbed wire, crazy CZW-style match. And they found out when they got there they weren't allowed to, and all they had were tables and chairs, and that was it. And so Masada said, okay, we'll put Kevin Steen and Tanaka as the main event. That's what everyone wants to see. And then DJ decided that wasn't the way to go. DJ just decided that him and Masada would be the main event. And then they didn't work well together. Masada was very upset. That's what that was. Because what was put out there is not even close to what represents what Masada is. Because Masada's the man. He's had a lot of really, really good
matches. Why he was in there with the boss.
Right. Well, DJ had to elevate him. You know, he had to bring Masada up. It was just unfortunate because that match was it was really bad. It was a really, really, really awful, awful match. And it sucks because that whole show was very good.
Drew Gulak had nice things to say about him last week, didn't he? Oh, no, he didn't.
No.
Oh, about DJ? What did he say?
Yeah, actually.
What did he say? It was something about putting DJ on the show. Or no, get him in the... You said get him in the cage. He said, oh, God, no, we don't want him anywhere near the show.
Well, he's wrestling Dickinson.
Yeah, he's on the show.
He's on the show. He's wrestling.
Oh, DJ's
Dickinson.
Wrestling Chris Dickinson?
Yeah.
Cage of Death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope
they did something a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Dickinson beat the shit out of him.
Well, that's what Dickinson loves to do.
Yeah. We had Dickinson here, a month ago? 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Fucking crazy asshole.
Yeah. He's nuts.
He's fantastic.
To describe him.
Dude, we gave him at Legends of the Ring, we gave him a roaming microphone. And let him just run free like a wild animal in Legends Convention.
Did you ever get the microphone back?
Yes. And we got such great interviews as, yo, X-Pac, remember that time we smoked a joint together?
Dude, he called out Lance Storm because Lance Storm trained Biff Busick.
Yeah.
And cut a promo on him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to mess your boy up. He went off the whole time, and then he's like, I got a lot of respect for you. You're the man. He shook his hand and everything, and we're watching across the room. And Lance is just shaking his head.
It's funny because, like, we've been sitting around, and, like, we've been on a lot of shows with Chris, and Chris will try and tell us to, like, kind of calm down. It's like, hey, guys, you got to be careful what you say. Like, just you guys got to calm down.
Wait, he said this?
Right, and then I see a giant rant. And Chris posts a DVD where he says, Born to Rape the World. And I'm like, oh.
We have to calm down.
Chris, so thank you.
It was a shoot with him and Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. Put in pop.
We can do that all night.
The whole DVD.
It's all review.
DJ hides in the combat zippers is up. What do I? I should have worn my sweater. There you go.
I like it.
Oh, you put like one of the newer versions.
This is season 1 through 8.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, there was one where they were all dressed up in like the mawashis and stuff.
I'm sure you'll
it was like bongos it. And bare feet.
Ooh, I love the bare feet.
Play with the toes and the bazaars.
I will say this: Bill Cosby, besides any rape allegation, as a comedian, is hilarious.
Oh, he's my favorite.
I saw him a few years ago at the NJ Pack in Newark.
We saw him live.
Yeah, old man, dude, comes out in sweats with the sweatshirt.
Man,
well, socks with the sandals.
Easy to get your boner touched in sweatpants.
You could see my boner more in these sweatpants.
But I tell you what, though, man, funny. Just sat
in his
like old man
and
rocking
chair.
He's
a clean
chair.
Comedian too.
Yeah.
Oh, unlike any of us.
Yeah.
Is that better?
No. All right. Yeah, that's better. Now we're moving up.
The intro looks like he's blowing a load. He's like,
that promo pic of DJ and Dickinson, that's the most eye contact DJ's ever made to a camera ever.
Why? Is he afraid? Like,
no, he
oh, God.
He can't make eye contact with people. He's constantly looking up. It's like a nervous reflex.
He can't see?
No, he can. Absolutely.
I have that too, to be honest with you.
Well, if you ever have a conversation with him, he looks up. He always looks up. Like, he's always like this.
Damn it.
If you ever talk to him, he's always looking up. And he was telling people the reason why was because when he was like 12 or 13 years old, he went to a WCW show. And Sting was doing the gimmick out of the rafters and fell on him. So it's a nervous reaction. So we're in the car. This is actually from WrestleCon. So we're in the car on the way back to Philadelphia, and we have Tim Thatcher in the car with us. And Tim's very new and doesn't really know anybody, but Tim Thatcher's the man, by the way. So DJ's like, "Oh, Tim Thatcher, do you want to know why I always look up?" And he says, "Oh, sure, sir. I'd love to hear that story." Tells him this story about Sting and says, "Oh, he's 12 or 13 years old and Sting falls on him when he's doing his gimmick out of the rafters." And I'm just thinking, I say, I'm like, "DJ, how old are you right now?" He's like, 37. And I'm like,
37?
I was like, 12 or 13 years. That's 25 years ago. That would be... Sting wasn't doing the crow gimmick yet. So that didn't happen. And he is... And we all just laughed because we just knew we just caught DJ.
Just
this
blatantly,
big lie.
Blatantly red-handed lie.
He broke down and said, "Bill Cosby raped
yeah,
me."
And then he's on the phone with JT like a couple weeks ago because they were hashing out some things. And they might have a couple issues. And
might be a problem or two.
And then DJ says something and JT makes a joke about him not making eye contact. And then DJ makes a reference to the Sting story. And JT's like, "Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, I heard that. I heard about that." And he goes, "Yeah, it's a work. It's not true. Sting wasn't even doing
like,
that gimmick
like
then.
I didn't know already." Wow. He's bullshitting America.
He exposed the business to JT. It was this big thing.
I was like, "Oh, man, dude, secret safe with me. I'm not going to tell anybody, but you made that story up." Like, what? As he's on speakerphone. And I'm just like, "Oh, man, I'm never going to let your secret out."
I always appreciate it too, though.
Speaking of 12, 13 years ago, Sunday, 17 years since the Montreal Screwjob.
Really?
And I hate Shawn Michaels every
what?
Day.
Well, guess what? You found the biggest Bret Hart fan in the world right over there.
Second biggest, maybe.
And by biggest fan, he means I fucking despise him.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, never mind.
JT, you have the mic for the next 10 minutes
fan.
To talk
no,
about
I'm,
Bret Hart.
I'm sick of putting that guy over.
JT doesn't want to give Bret the rub.
Tweets. Yeah, we just had a very bad situation in Providence.
Did he not put the sunglasses on you?
If he did, I would slap him.
Bret Hart fell on me
back.
When he's putting the sunglasses
the
on me.
Ring,
I was 12
this,
years old.
And I'd throw him back at him and take these stupid sunglasses.
Dude, I always loved... When I was a little kid, my stepdad used to call me Hitman because I liked Bret Hart.
He killed people.
Shawn Michaels is the biggest piece of shit in wrestling.
I'm not going to dispute that.
Are you basing this?
Secondly to Bobby Lashley, who refuses to return my tweets, and he won't fight me.
You want to fight Bobby Lashley? What's wrong with you?
I don't want to. I think I can. I think.
Get to the real reason.
If you're about to say you think you could take Bobby Lashley,
wait, let me
you're
cut
a
to
liar.
The chase. I think I could last 90 seconds in
He thinks
MMA
he could avoid a Bobby Lashley
I
for 90 seconds.
I can easily run from him for 90 seconds.
For 90 seconds
dude,
is a long
time. That's
dude.
A long time. A long
I wanted time. A minute, but you guys called me a pussy, so I jacked it up to 90 seconds.
So I added 30 seconds.
90 seconds.
I could do it.
90 seconds. What are you, a pussy?
You can do no, it. You I'm not doing it.
What was the challenge? What was the bone saw challenge?
120 called a
day. What was the bone saw challenge in Spider-Man?
I think it was 90 seconds.
Was it or was it 3 minutes?
3 minutes. You do 3 minutes with Bobby Lashley.
He was fucking Spider-Man.
No, okay, first of all.
I'm saying that's the challenge, so if you're saying Bobby Lashley is now Bonesaw in this scenario.
No, Bobby Lashley is half the man that Bonesaw is.
Whoa.
Well, I agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, well, Macho Man, how are you supposed to argue
Macho Man's
with that?
My favorite of all time.
I just think I can avoid him for 90 seconds, and he doesn't return any of my tweets. I keep calling him out on Twitter. I get people retweeting
it. Let me see this real quick. How many followers does Bobby Lashley
have? You probably have like 16. 100 million.
16 followers?
16.
Is that what he has, Bobby Lashley?
I'm waiting for the 1,000 at the
and
end.
And we can do it
and
for
And seven
charity.
Of them are Dixie Carter.
We'll do it for yeah. charity.
And yeah. the other seven are him.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Shining Wizards Matt and
take,
Dixie Carter,
take
the only
16.
Two people.
Take that 16 and add.
Hey, fight me.
Add 10.
87,000 more followers, and then you're still 300 away. So
he doesn't even have 87,000 followers.
That was a lot of math. You could have just said the number.
That is true.
He has 87,300 followers.
Yeah, not good at math.
Yeah, none of us are Asian. Come on.
I was a math major. I thought that was just one race.
No, we cover them all.
It's all. We don't discriminate against racism.
Matt's marrying an Asian girl, so he thinks it's okay. It's kind of like he's marrying into the ethnicity.
And I can make fun of Jewish people because I'm a little bit Jewish.
Well, he's like a 37.
He's also a little
Jewish.
Bit rock and roll.
No, I'm a lot of it rock and roll. Suck it, Bobby.
Whoa.
You piece of shit.
That's I right. feel like we're silent. Oh,
no, that's cool. I knocked the monitors out.
Good job. Yeah. You're getting all amped up about Bobby Lashley.
I do. I want him. I fucking.
Ripping on Asians and
get
Judaism.
Bobby Lashley. Walk him down these steps. I'll run around
you
your basement.
You don't want that. If Bobby Lashley
minutes.
Showed up in here
I'd
and just started
leave.
Ruining this.
I'm out of here. You
I could
the belts.
You know what? Hide and seek with Bobby Lashley. Done. Winner.
Let me just. I mean, we talk about this a lot because Matt really wants it, but there's some fine print in that contract that you didn't actually
he can't
hear
punch
yet.
Me.
What?
Yeah.
Matt's got to wear a
pure wrestling match.
He would murder me. Are you
well,
kidding
of course
me?
He would. That's a fight.
He says Matt has to have complete gear.
He's got
to
have the headgear on.
I have to.
Headgear doesn't protect you. It just makes you not get cauliflower,
yeah, but,
just so you're aware.
But
that's fine. It'll make
are you talking
feel
about wrestling
better.
Headgear or like
yeah,
the
wrestling headgear?
No, like, I think he wants American Gladiator
headgear.
You want
like boxing headgear?
More like a badass.
Yeah, it's got to be
safe. Therefore, he'll be more
wait, amateur boxing headgear?
Sure.
Oh, so that's different.
The only real thing is, if Lashley...
I don't even think that's ever up for debate. I am a pussy.
Okay. Okay.
But I think
I'm
Lashley...
a pussy, but I'll call out Bobby Lashley right now when I know
he
won't respond
to
my
do?
Tweet.
I hope Lashley
responds.
Catches him. The idea is he's got to tap Matt out. That's
oh.
it.
Oh,
so
no.
You're still going to lose at 90 seconds.
Matt also,
you know.
Matt
fine,
also said, no, Matt also said that Lashley could open hand slap him.
Yes.
He could palm him.
You're going down 4 seconds flat.
Open yeah. fist. You have
four?
To open up those fists.
If he open hand slaps you?
Like he's
ready to do that. Is this in a ring or is this in a cage?
Yeah,
whatever.
See, because if you're allowed to climb a cage,
you
won't
be able to run away in a cage.
I could run in a circle.
They're both going to start in the middle of an empty Tokyo Dome.
This
is
I want everyone to
go.
Understand.
This
Bobby
is
Lashley is fast.
I know.
Yeah,
would you like really to tell him?
Would you grease up?
I play Madden. I'm fast.
I bumped up my speed to 99.
I will juke the shit. I will juke him so hard he'll grow hair.
This.
Jeez.
This will headline Wrestle Kingdom. For Global Force Wrestling's American presentation of it.
Whoa. Was that a segue?
I like that.
It could be.
Could be.
We could segue.
Was that one of the topics you had?
No,
we don't have topics.
To
oh, great. That's awesome.
We could talk about it, though, because they just announced that Jim Ross is going to be handling the commentary.
Son
for
of
it.
A bitch.
My balls.
I'm just saying, that was news. I mean, we can jump into that.
Absolutely
I don't give a shit.
Jim Ross is
the do you guys follow the current stuff?
Of current stuff of
wrestling,
the Cosbys.
Yeah.
Cosby.
Do you follow what Rudy Huxtable is up to nowadays?
No. Yeah, I follow wrestling. I follow wrestling definitely. I would say JT
I've
does.
Never watched it a day of my life.
Never.
I only watch DJ Hyde tribute videos,
which is why he got so good.
I'm actually in the process of a 4-minute My Sacrifice DJ Hyatt tribute video.
Nice.
You can't get through the tears, though.
Yeah, I can't. I get like 30 seconds in. When he puts that lariat up, I just start bawling like a little schoolgirl.
Anything with Creed.
we love Creed here. I don't blame Shining
you.
Wizards.
I don't blame you. Creed's not bad.
What? Excuse me?
DJ has
Creed's
Creed
not bad.
Playing
Creed's
at his
fucking
wedding.
Awful.
Yeah, we were being sarcastic.
Oh, I think they have like 2 or 3 good songs. And that's enough for me.
Is maybe it true that DJ,
I'm not going to go pay for a ticket
DJ's
to watch
live them. Band at his wedding is Creed?
Oh, we got My Sacrifice playing right now.
You this just is what I heard.
Just
rumor
actually,
has it.
The funny thing is, every single time I hear this song, I envision like the slow motion Kurt Angle being raised up with the title. Yeah. That's always what I picture. Because like the music video for this that Creed made is not even close to as good as the WWE song or music video.
They did
like Jeff Hardy jumping off the top and Shane taking a big bump.
Is that they did one to Kid Rock?
That's I was
too,
just
right?
gonna bring that up. The
Lonely Road,
Road of
Faith.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where they did all like the epic era, and then once the NWO came in, it just all went downhill like piano fucking.
Well, it went downhill when they used a Kid Rock song.
They love Kid Rock for some reason.
Who?
The WWE. You know how many times they've used him?
Him and Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit still and.
And Flo Rida.
Who beats
and now
up Heath Slater.
And now that Florida country line, the country
dude,
band.
Awful, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're there all the time now too.
Who did they just like go over on?
They beat.
Oh, it was the Intercontinental title match. It was Ziggler Miz.
Well, they're obviously way more important than Intercontinental.
Yes. Yeah. Then
everything is more important than that title. These days
makes me sad.
It's a sin, man. It's a sin.
I wish they wouldn't have gone back to the retro title.
No, I love it. They should have.
No,
they should get rid of the U.S. belt. They need to
go
old school WCW U.S. belt.
Or
yeah, hell yeah.
Do what you said first and just get rid of it.
I think.
Or, yes, fair enough.
In all honesty, Zinger. I don't think taking backward steps are ever the right steps to move forward.
Just get, all right there, Copernicus.
No, that makes.
I'm just saying, in all seriousness.
Just bring all the belts in.
Well, we were talking. The funniest thing is, we were talking to Vince Russo, and this is the SW show. He loves us.
What's up,
Vince? Does he really?
Yeah, he actually legit.
You've been trying to get him on the show for a while.
Did you see the picture of them with the Over As Fuck t-shirts
on
his fucking arm?
Oh, yes, I did actually. I did see that.
Vince Russo legitimately really, really likes us. We were at a show with him, and he watched our match and said we were like the best thing he's seen in a long time.
And we talked to Jim Cornette at Legends of the Ring, and he said Russo is only doing this now because he's looking for a paycheck from Vince again.
Whoa.
I don't know. I don't really know that. We're not like legitimately that
close.
We're
going to go on world tour with him.
Yeah.
No, Vince Russo is cool when you're talking to him about the business and you want to learn stuff about the business, but if you start taking his ideas, ugh.
At the same note, people say that.
But there's
but
a
he
lot
came
of,
up with so many great ideas.
Yeah,
that
but
were
there's a
so
lot of
good.
There's also a lot of garbage stuff. Judy Bagwell on a pole. Come on.
I think that when
come on.
I think that when there's checks and balances, I think that his ideas were good.
Absolutely.
And I
absolutely.
Think that when anybody anywhere has free range power, DJ Hyde, it doesn't
you
go
beat
well.
Beat me to it.
Checks and you were a math major, weren't you?
Well, that would be a history major. So.
Oh, is that what checks and balances? I have no idea.
Goddamn subjects, right?
Wait, civics, really? Checks and balances? History?
I thought that was
well, like civics.
That's politics.
Like government
and
stuff.
Yeah. That's history.
History, social studies.
You guys are smart.
All that
yeah, I know.
Yo, I like went to college for 4 years and got 2 years worth of credits, so. Knowledge
is power. Where'd you go?
I thought you were a math major. Did
I
you
was
not
a
get,
math major.
For 2 years.
I didn't finish school.
Oh.
Because I started traveling a lot with wrestling.
Dude, math,
so.
You should have finished it, bro.
I was in school on a wrestling scholarship.
Taxes.
And I finished out 4 years. I got like very, very few little credits. And then wrestling just seemed to pick up a lot faster than anyone anticipated, including
myself. But
math
myself. Is cool, man.
I like math, and I'm good at it.
Learning is fundamental.
It's reading is
Bill
fundamental.
Bill Cosby.
I know, but I enhanced it for the current topic.
No, but you know what? I bet that works for him when you work and these guys are like trying to dick you over or fuck with numbers.
Yo.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay me 50. You only gave me 30.
I have, 20.
30 minus 20. Yeah. No, ass.
Let me get out my scratch paper and do this now.
Good thing I traveled.
Show your work. Show
you.
I actually had a weird wrestling math story, which is when we went the first time we went to Canada, we didn't go to a duty free shop to like change our money over.
Duty.
Yeah, I laugh at that every time too, by the way. We went to my bank to get the money transferred over, and they
His
took
bank.
Out this crazy tax, and they tried to tell me that the reason why there was so much money missing, because like I forget what it was. It was like a $60 difference than what it was supposed to be. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
What did you take out? $1 million?
No,
fucking $1 million.
That's what I'm saying. Our dollars on par with their dollar.
He would fucking own Canada if he took out $1 million.
What I'm saying is the difference in the money is so small.
Not even a real country anyway.
Nothing against Canada and our friends at Smash Wrestling, but their money is fucking stupid.
Why they call it loonies, dude?
I went there for a
loonies and toonies
bachelor party, which was the first mistake, and I got a bucket of beer and a Jack and Coke, and I gave her $100 of American money, and I got back a fucking red nickel. I'm like, are you kidding me? What is this?
Yo, they have the weird like plastic paper money thing. It's
and
so weird.
You go into a strip club, weird. And like some fucking gorilla's like, you want to get really close?
Wait.
No, not a black person.
I was like, bell.
We Callie all called know you out on that one.
No, some fucking big goon, some big gorilla.
Why are you in the strip club with big goons?
Because he fucking works the door.
Because
that's bouncer.
Because that's who Tony Thugger dances there.
Yeah. Hey, who am I to deny a fat girl a good time? Okay?
That's fair.
You got to pay extra to sit close. I don't want to sit close. I don't want to see what she had for lunch.
Yeah. She's big enough. I got a good view from the parking lot, okay?
So
I can see her from here.
So then they're like real fucking hard about it. They're like, no, you got to pay extra. I'm like, no, I don't. I want to go fucking back there and drink. It's not my bachelor party. And then once you do, you just wait till he walks away and you go sit at the bar. But then after 5 minutes, it gets fucking old, and then you're throwing fucking red nickels.
I'm not a strip club guy.
Neither am I.
I've been
Neither
to like three
I.
strip clubs in my life, and
I just hate when like the one girl feels like she's got to walk around the bar, stop, wiggle for a few seconds, and then she expects a dollar.
She's putting herself through med school, dude. All right, let her.
My junior year of college. Well, I guess my junior year. What my third year in college? My roommate Ty Boyer. He had his friend who he found out this girl was stripping at a strip club that was like an hour away, and he's like, hey. This girl I went to high school with is stripping. I was like,
nice.
So we have to go.
Yeah.
So we went, and it was this total dive, just
nice.
Awful place. No, there's a difference
no, there's
between a super
ones.
Dive strip club and like
Tony Soprano town. Would beg to differ.
Yeah, right. Well, we went there and there was like nobody in there. It was a BYOB, so there's like 18-year-old kids in there that are like. Drinking underage. Like, no one cared about anything. The girls
there.
Were terrible looking, except for his friend he went to high school with. She was actually semi-attractive. And this one girl who was kind of big was walking around, and there were people that weren't
kinda
tipping
big.
Or anything.
You're not just kinda big.
And she's like, hey, you know, it's really rude when you see a girl doing their dance on the stage to not send them a tip, so you guys have to tip. And they're like, what? Isn't a tip, like, extra money? Like, we're not supposed to... be required to tip somebody.
Here's a tip. Get a DeLorean and pay attention in fucking typing class, stupid. Typing class.
Any Back to the Future reference, I'm okay.
Yeah, just fucking sit
Do
there.
Do they still teach typing?
I don't know. They probably do. Computers are like huge.
Well, they
now.
Did when I was in school.
Like, you don't hear any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah,
like, no shop classes, no,
Touch
like, home
class.
Ec.
There are shop classes and home ec. What the
Still?
Fuck? You're drunk.
No,
you're
we're
high.
Just old,
you're
dude. We're just old.
No,
we're just old.
He's, like, fucking 70 almost.
Yeah, 70.
Oh,
he's old.
When did you graduate high school?
Don't.
He's
probably... he probably wasn't even born yet.
Huh?
Yeah.
You graduated high school in 92?
I'm 40, dude.
You're 40?
Yes.
Congratulations. You
Thank
don't
you.
Look 40, by the way.
What about that Thank widow's you. Peak, dude?
I don't have it anymore. It's gone.
I don't know. You still look like fucking
I mean, I'm losing
Dracula.
My hair, yes. But...
you look like Dracula.
Thanks, dude.
This
Actually,
is good stuff.
Funny story.
Burn!
For my bachelor party, we went to Satin Dolls, a.k.a. Bada Bings.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt yes. came with us. How old were you, 19?
No, I was 20.
You were 20. He was like 2 months shy of his like 21st birthday or something like that. Yeah, I think it was that close,
yeah,
right?
It was the most horrifying thing I've ever experienced.
Dude's like, he's only 20. Can't let him in. Can't let him in. There's this like sugar daddy that's at the bar, this fat guy Steve. All the girls know they knew who Steve was.
Did he try to recruit Matt?
Steve Steve tells Matt, go.
No. Steve comes into the dark, shady parking lot and goes, who's Matt? And I'm pretty sure I shit my pants. He's like, and I was with my... buddy Pat, he's like, you go inside.
Yeah,
I'm like,
tell
Jesus
Pat
Christ,
to go in.
I'm fucking dead.
He's gonna rape Matt.
So he's like, he's like, you come with me. Don't make a fucking jerk off out of me. I was like, okay. So he brings me in the fucking back door through the stripper dressing room.
knew you were going to go there. I knew the juice was going to go there. I knew it.
And he sits me at the bar, and then I buy him a drink, and he just says, don't make a jerk off.
Yeah, and the best part was, like, he's talking. He's like, your friend's got a problem getting in. I said, yeah, my boy Matt, he's like, you know, he can't get in. He's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And just up and left, dude. Nicest guy to us, but I could only imagine the panic.
So what'd you guys do on your second date?
Well, 3 dates.
But, dude, I'm talking.
Like I told you, if you blink once, it means no.
The guy came in.
I think you should ring that bell for rape jokes. Jesus.
All the
yeah, we're on fire
like,
with
hi
those.
Hi, Steve. Right? Hi, Steve.
We're going to get unbooked everywhere.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Nah, you'll be fine. Oh.
Oh, we got a phone call. Look at this.
Are we really doing that? Who is
yes,
that?
Yes, we are.
I don't know.
Wow, this is going to be great.
Shining Wizards, you are on with the Juicy Product.
Juicy Product, what's up? What's up, Shining Wizards?
Who's calling?
Sounds like Brandon Watts.
Elroy Prepson.
What's up, Elroy?
How's it going, guys?
All right, man. You got a question for the boys?
Yeah, man. I went to the CZW Academy for about 2 weeks.
I'm sorry.
And they beat the shit out of me. And it was cool. I wish I could have stayed, but
are you into that?
What's next for you guys? Like, that's what I want to know.
Oh, wait, okay. Why did you say we're never going to go to the CZW Academy to get the shit beat out of us? Wait, when did you train there?
Yesterday.
Probably it was earlier this year.
Earlier this year? Did I meet you?
This is David Starr, right?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty good.
My voice is really recognizable, by the way.
It's a 50-50 chance. Let's be real here.
All right.
You did meet me. I was only there probably for like 6 sessions.
Why'd you stop going?
Because the weed was too good elsewhere, probably.
Because I moved.
Oh, because you moved. All right, that's a good
where'd you move to?
Alabama.
I actually live in Glenside right now.
Do you live in Glenside?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I know. Oh, obviously, I know Glenside. I'm from Abington.
Yeah, I'm right across the street from
Arcadia. Hey, what's your social?
You have your social security number? What's next for us? That was the question.
More money, more belts, more people chatting Young Bucks at us, and less CZW bookings. Thanks for calling.
Boom. Fuck the Young Bucks.
Whoa! Oh!
On that note, there we go.
Right. Oh, wait. He wasn't. If he's going to shoot on the Bucks.
So I'm very confused as to why he told us that CCW beat the shit of him. And then, hey, what's next for you guys?
I wonder, wait. If that was earlier this year, I wonder
I'm
who
confused
did that.
His name was Elroy. Does that ring a bell?
Was
Elroy
was
Preston?
For help?
Jetson? Well, it said Preston. Oh, did he say Elroy Jetson?
Elroy.
Yo, if his name
I really,
Elroy,
I could have sworn he said Elroy Preston. So
he was Preston.
In all honesty, there are so many students that do come through the CCW school. And then they don't show up after the first day.
Who's the guy Drew said wins something
fuck,
or other?
Yeah,
Falcon Arrow.
What?
Someone's name is Falcon. What are we playing? Fucking Zelda.
Yes,
it's a Star Fox character.
I think
actually.
You show up to CZW with no, I know Falcon Arrow.
Oh my god! Real quick, to everybody right listening, 201-467-8949. If you call and we don't answer, please call back. That means we're on the line with somebody else. We're not
or
being
we
rude. Somebody was calling while you were on with that Elroy Jetson.
Oh, Elroy Preston. He just tweeted at us.
Uh-oh.
Did he? What did he say? You hung up on me, you sons of bitches.
He probably tweeted, wow. Fuck the Young Bucks.
Fuck the Young Bucks.
He said, your boy, Elroy.
Your boy, Elroy.
Thanks for calling, Elroy.
Retweet.
He's such a great poet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, it was just ask him to tweet if his real name is Elroy or if it's the nickname.
It was work.
No, Elroy can't break kayfabe. Come on.
Yeah, don't tell
He just
him.
Told us his social security number and his address.
I never want to know.
He lives in Abington? What?
Where is
he
that?
He said he lives in Glenside. Abington is just, it's a suburb right outside of Philadelphia.
Is it Jersey or is it Philadelphia?
Pennsylvania. It's Pennsylvania.
How gross is Philadelphia?
Depends which part.
All of it.
Matt hates. We went over this last
week. It's
really
not that bad. It's not bad.
I gotta
Although,
stop bringing
I go
in
to
guys
New York City, and I'm like, wow, it's so clean.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks
really?
In a row.
That was sarcasm.
Sure. No, in all seriousness, that's like, I think I don't know.
Where were you? North
Philly's
Philly?
Not that bad. Where was I?
Yeah, North Philly's clean.
Well, I've been to Philadelphia my entire life. I've been born and raised there.
Where were you? This whole time.
What?
Nothing.
No, he said it was clean. I was
New York City when he went to New York City.
No, you would never say something's clean in North Philly.
Hold on.
That's why I brought it up.
Born and raised on the playgrounds where you spent most of your days.
Oh, God. Wait a minute.
I just throw the bell at his face.
Why is that a bell?
Is that inappropriate?
Because I know where he's going.
Well,
it was
I lived in West Philly for a summer, so I was in West Philly. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. I got, look, my family's from all the way down South Jersey. All
so. Right. Oh, where's nice. What's your cheesesteak spot?
What's my cheesesteak
yes.
spot? The best cheesesteak in Philadelphia. Whoa. Well, first of all, I can't go to Geno's because I have a boycott there.
You got, wait, Geno's, as in you got kicked out or you're boycotting?
No. Me, one of my teammates.
I prefer Pat's anyway.
We have a boycott on Geno's. Okay, yes. Like Fresh Prince playing there. There it is. No, we have a boycott because my teammate at Westchester University, he got arrested outside of Geno's for German suplexing somebody onto concrete.
Well, that was a stupid thing to do. Yeah,
whatever, he was a national champion two times. So.
National champion.
He was a national champion. Yeah. No, the dude.
I feel
this
like
dude
that's
like hit
the law.
This dude like hit his girlfriend at Geno's. They got in a fight in public, and then my buddy Kevin Bocci. I don't know.
Kevin Bocci. Yes.
Kevin Bocci is my teammate. He
hold on. Right. When you say teammate,
wrestling teammate, I wrestled for real. All
right, that's wrestling is not a term for we don't need to.
All right.
Oh boo!
I don't know.
You trying to imply that I was gay with Kevin Bocci?
You were on fire like 5 minutes ago. Now you're just laying bombs all over the place.
Yeah, no. If you're asking if I was gay with Kevin Bocci, I was not gay with Kevin Bocci. Yeah.
I just wanted to clear that up. Sorry, Kevin.
He was in jail for a little bit because he German suplexed this dude on the fucking concrete.
The dude hit his girlfriend?
The dude hit his girlfriend.
She probably deserved it.
In the line of Geno's.
Speaking of which, did you see the video of the guy smacking the girl on the train?
There's which videos one? Of guy of girls no, getting
the,
smacked all
the
time.
Recent one, the guy was like retarded. And she was messing with some other guy, and he's like,
"If you
don't
hit that bell for everything
those?
Else, you should hit it for when you say retarded." Come on now. You're going political correctness.
Take this it is, to the zoo, Rock.
Well, Callie wouldn't get that reference because she doesn't watch Rocky.
Whoa.
Wow.
Just, you got to get her a microphone.
It's not about her.
She has
a
gold.
Bird.
She's getting.
Everyone thinks I'm funny.
Do you want a mic?
Well, you're talking, and we need to get this.
Whoa, oh, no, phone call.
Answer this. I'll
this
do it.
This one's DJ.
Maybe it's Elroy.
It's got to be DJ.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You're on the line with Us Messes and the Juicy Product.
Who this?
What's going on? My name is Jaime Martinez. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Henry!
What's going on, Slim?
No, nothing. I was the only question I wanted to ask y'all is, what's your thoughts on JR doing the Wrestle Kingdom pay-per-view?
By God!
Oh, son of a bitch, my balls! Ichiban, by God!
Yeah, it's man, it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a good show. I think it's probably gonna be better than WrestleMania.
Why is everyone gonna compare opinion. It to WrestleMania? Just have it be a great.
Let
show.
Let it be its own thing. It's all little individual thing on the side there.
I think it'll be great, and I think JR doing English commentary. I think it could help. Have Americans or people that speak English in general.
I think it's
going to
help translate the stories a lot. Yeah. People are really going to understand how awesome it is.
Because I got Wrestle Kingdom last year and stayed up till like 6 in the morning watching it. It was awesome. But I mean, they tell a good story just by watching it. But it'd be cooler, you know, if you kind of got the whole backstory
absolutely.
And everything through these
guys. Sometimes the appeal of watching like Japanese wrestling though is the Japanese commentators.
Yeah,
it's like
watching
soccer in Spanish.
Yeah.
Like when you don't understand the lick of it, but you have to watch soccer.
I understand goal.
A goal. A brain the buster.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
A younger buck. A
but
goal.
So did y'all watch? What y'all think of the Power Struggle pay per view?
Polish puzzle.
That was the last New Japan.
I haven't watched them live. I watched them like when they released the matches on what's that?
Daily Motion.
Yeah, that's where I always watch
all
the New Japan stuff.
All right. Well, if there was one match I recommend, it's Aishi and versus Kodo. That match is fucking 5-star all the way.
Well, any
Lariat,
whoa,
Brainbuster, you know, chop.
Did he just call him
Meltzer? Hey, what's your name again? I'm David. I move after you.
anyways, that's the only question I really wanted to ask. Hey, Shining Wizards, I love you. I have a shirt, Juicy Product. Over
you need a shirt.
Fuck.
Did you buy our shirt?
I haven't bought the shirt.
What
yet.
What the fuck, man? Son
any answer other than yes was
wrong.
That's it. I'm coming to Houston, Texas.
Hey, but speaking of Houston, Texas, Heavenly Bodies, I saw them last Saturday. They're the reality of wrestling champions. They're badass, man.
Yeah, JT and Justin Carino have a really good relationship.
Who the fuck is he talking about right
He's
now?
He's talking about
Justin
Carino.
Remember, he took his nickname from him.
Anyways.
All right.
Yeah, anyways. Yep. Anyways, y'all have a good night and keep the good job, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Right.
Appreciate
it. Cornhole locked.
Love.
Is that something you say to all the callers that I did missed?
What?
You said keep the cornhole locked? Is that something you
I haven't
said?
Done that in a while with callers. Keep your hammer
signature
hanging low.
Signature sign off. There's a new t-shirt.
No,
you're
we
welcome.
We get a lot of, say a lot of goofy shit.
Yeah. There's no telling what's going to come out of their mouth. Or go in.
Get that bell ready.
So wait. You got heat with the Carinos?
No.
All right. Then let's move on. So,
baby, no.
Oh no.
Oh, we don't
he
like
has
to hear
the same
that.
Heat. With
I don't
that,
have heat
he
with
does
anybody.
With Juventud Guerrero.
What?
Do you? I was going to ask you. Do you guys have problems with your Twitters? No. Are you like, hey, you little beaner, give me back my fucking
wait. I think you're doing it now. We should have a tally for every time that bell gets right.
I think we're at like 46.
We're definitely breaking the record tonight with you guys. That's
wait.
For sure.
Juventud Guerrero tweeted at JT one time because a fan tweeted at Juventud and said, how do you feel about the Jews taking your nickname? And
I remember this, I think.
And then Juve just tweeted back, like, there's only one juice. Everyone else
he
is
cut,
a
he
phony.
Cut that like YPW promo on me via
fuck
140
you.
Characters
fuck you twice.
And I was just like, shut the fuck up. Leave me alone. And I wrote back to that fan. I was like, why are you starting shit for nothing, you little piece of shit? I hate wrestling fans sometimes on Twitter. Like, they hit you up trying to, like, talk so much shit. Like, you're not going to respond because it's politically incorrect and our position to respond. No, fuck you. I will bury the shit out of you.
My
I'll
favorite
make a
thing
YouTube
are the sub-tweets.
Video burying you.
I love the
subtweets. I have that much time on my hands. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you're not defending the full Impact Pro title, so.
Yeah, I got nothing else to do, so fuck it. Just, book me. I'll go to your house. And
if you
want to
see why we're not
fans.
Booked for FIP, just watch like the 7-minute video we cut on just talking about how much the Savages are.
That was supposed
wrestling.
To be 2.5 minutes.
Did we ever Google them? Did we ever find out who the Savages
yeah,
are?
Yeah, you don't. If you Google them, you won't
don't,
find
don't
anything.
Don't waste your hard drive.
If you Google them, you won't find anything. And then apparently they cut like a promo on us after their one thing, and they weren't supposed to say anything, and they did. They're just playing politics to get themselves in like more matches with us because they think that it's better for them and
gotcha.
Whatever.
So we suck anyway.
JT, I gotta ask you a question.
Sure.
So you're talking about hating wrestling fans that are fucking dicks.
It's not even wrestling fans.
Don't stop.
I hate ignorant people. It's really.
So
I have a low tolerance for stupid.
You put something on Twitter this afternoon before you guys were coming up.
Wow.
And
what did you tweet?
Sounds like me.
No, he just said he was coming to hang with us, and any questions, you know, feel free to ask. Someone on Twitter sent the dumbest, creepiest question.
He like responded like 2 seconds,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
What did he say?
I put it on Facebook too, and I wrote like, "Don't put anything stupid on this thread,
or
I'll delete you."
Yeah,
I should have put that on Twitter too.
Should have,
because I'll block your ass.
But now,
what did he say?
He said, "Which girlfriend, past or present, smells better when they're sleeping?"
Answer the question.
That's just a creepy question.
Answer the question, JT.
Okay,
no, that's ridiculous.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Smells better
because I don't just smell people.
Matt
maybe you
does.
Should start.
That and it's like
you have
I
to talk into the microphone.
I remember the
and you
wait,
have to turn it on.
I don't
wait.
I don't
oh, wait, the mic's not on. Okay, there you should be good now.
Are
now
we introducing?
Now you
she's
can put it into the mic too.
This is her second podcast.
Hey,
she's been
yo.
On.
There you go.
It's live. We're live. But that rest.
If you guys want to talk to some, a lady, 201-467-8949.
It's ready to say Callie. This is Callie Fine Feline.
Oh,
we
shit.
Have
you just
lady.
Gave away my Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
no one's
actually,
ever
he didn't.
Find your Facebook.
Actually, he just gave away a name.
I will totally.
You gave away Facebook.
Just your request,
is that on Twitter as well? Get us some followers.
She, like, has. She doesn't do. She doesn't deal with her Twitter. Yeah, such a witty kid. Well, I put her on my Instagram all the time. Her Instagram is such a witty kitty.
Yeah.
Hey, she helps. She helps out with our Vegas fuel sponsor. So,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Oh, how is that shit? I see you drinking
it's
all
the best. I yep. love it.
It's so good. Probably
you guys got a sponsor?
I'll save it for the end. Yeah.
What is
we
it
reached out to
like?
Angry Orchard. They said no.
Oh well, Vegas fuel. Yeah, it tastes like.
Is it an energy
carbonated,
drink?
Yeah.
It tastes okay. like carbonated Hawaiian punch. Like
oh, is there
Cali
an echo
said.
In here? Pretty sure I just said that.
What?
She's the worst.
She's his cut off. He says dumb shit, she puts him in line.
Then turn off my microphone.
No, you gotta pick it up and just drop it and say, pipe up.
Please don't.
Who says that? Wait, who says that?
I'm not even a
I love how
fan.
Everyone just gave heat for him saying pipe bomb.
Pipe bomb.
Pipe bomb.
Are you guys enjoying the World of Tanks battle?
Yeah, it's great.
I'm enthralled by that.
I actually am.
I think he's on fire.
He is on fire. He's in a lake.
Yeah, he gets killed all the time.
He's in the lake. He gets killed.
My kid gets killed all the time.
So, let me ask you.
Let me ask you.
Because you...
Pointing? Jesus.
What?
Don't point at me.
That's not even close to the most offensive thing that's happened already.
Yeah.
They have names.
You said all those things, but you pointed at me? That's crossing the line.
When I point and then I take out the pepperoni nipples, that's where we draw the line.
Sure.
Hey, at least you're making eye contact.
Why are we talking about...
Your nipples are like pepperoni?
I was going to say, Callie always comments on Cesaro's pepperoni nipples.
I'm like, he's such a good wrestler, nice body... Pepperoni nipples.
What's wrong with pepperoni nipples?
Nothing.
Don't take off your shirt.
You know who's got really tiny nipples? It's disturbing. Steve Carino.
Yeah,
he's got the smallest nipples I've ever seen.
Why are we? I love Steve. Okay, let's get off nipples.
So why are you pointing at me?
Yeah, what was the pointing?
Oh, anyway. Sorry. When we started talking about nipples, I got sidetracked.
It was him.
No, was it? No.
No, it was you.
Anyway.
Pepperoni tits.
Anyways.
You took yourself off your topic.
So the juice,
that's me.
In the past, on the face space, you've had a couple high profile relationships, I guessed.
I guessed
here or there.
What are you visiting?
Sometimes I guess.
The last couple shows, you've had to fight your significant other. What is that?
I love it.
Is that weird?
Why?
Hell no.
Do you fucking just stiff the shit out of her?
Fuck yes.
Really?
In and out of the ring.
She signed a waiver.
Like, I thought there was a sound effect.
I'm right? A very
wait, do I have a
person.
Sound effect?
Yeah, the fact that you guys have a soundboard, I just want
to... Yeah, the question was for me.
Oh, my God, I have fucking AIDS. I'm going to die.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
Wait, that's not me saying that.
Wait. Actually,
this just in.
That is Josh Daniels.
That's Josh Daniels.
Telling his experience
his nervous...
after he slept with Sonny.
Yeah, his nervous breakdown story. He told us he was on his way to a show. He had to pull over, and he just had this like moment where he was just alone in his thoughts. This was the conclusion.
You have AIDS.
That was him. He was like, you did this. You're an awful person. Blah, blah,
I got
blah,
rid
blah.
Of my AIDS a long time ago.
Good chicken soup.
Yeah, I overcame the AIDS.
See how I brought that full circle.
There you go.
You're a good host, guess. Matt.
So anyway, back to pepperoni nipples. I'm
Callie
pointing
hasn't
again.
Got rid of her AIDS yet.
Yeah. No, man. I enjoy it. By nature, I'm a very calm person. It takes a lot to really kind of get me going, mainly because I really just don't give a fuck about anything, except for when I'm in the ring. Then I just get to like let all the frustration out. And like, I love intergender wrestling. I probably enjoy that more than I do like wrestling.
What's
dudes.
The appeal?
I think mainly it's just because wrestling fans don't really expect much from women's wrestling, and they're very like there's really good women's wrestlers too. So it sucks that fans are very biased like that.
Well, it's hard not to be biased when what they see on national television
exactly it gives
is
it
not
a bad,
really
bad
indicative
rep.
Of women's wrestling.
An independence and some of the girls that are under contract, they just aren't allowed to do what they're capable of.
Hey man, Kelly was awesome. The machine held her back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
Then she all of a sudden just transformed into she was supposed to be the face for all these little girls. Like, you were talking about openly, like, having sex on TV all the time.
Anyways. I love
the truth, right?
I love the
intergender
stuff. Mainly because I get to go in there and work with girls who either maybe don't feel confident in what they can do and hold back sometimes with other girls. And then I go in there and I think it's more of a trust thing. I get them to trust me and know that like whatever they're holding back, they can release in the ring and go out and have these great performances so they can go on with the women afterwards and then start getting better. And I think one of the prime examples was with Kimberly. She was everybody knew how good she was, but it wasn't until we started really going at it beyond wrestling where people were like, oh shit, they're like, she could fuck people up. And like, I don't know, I'm very much into
now
being the shit out of people.
Do you hold back at all with the women?
Not at all.
Really?
I fight women and men as if they're professional wrestlers.
That's what you're supposed
I'm
to
not,
do.
I'm not into the whole, like, let's go there and fight like they're a girl, do sex spots and kiss
spots.
No,
but you understand why I ask.
Right,
it's
I don't
not,
do
it's
that
not
stuff.
A,
I actually get a lot of shit from like other people and boys in the back because I go out there and wrestle women like they're professional wrestlers. I think like if the women want to do their sex thing or whatever, that's outside the ring. Like they can do that however they want to present themselves.
Remember
online.
Remember that sex goes outside the ring.
Yeah. But
he tossed her through the rope. My God, he's gonna rape her.
Oh,
Jesus.
Dang.
I don't know. I don't know. They're just wrestlers, man. If you get in the ring with me, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Like, male, female, animal. I don't give a fuck. You signed a waiver, you're getting hit.
Are we talking about bear wrestling?
Is there legit...
I will wrestle a bear. Huh?
Undercard. Juice against the bear.
After you and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that, and then DJ is made a venture.
No, DJ's in the rafters.
Way to falling on revenge. People dressed as the crow.
Painting his fat face.
Oh, no. Boo.
Oh, I can't say fat?
Yeah, right? You've crossed the line.
Wait, let me point at you.
You've crossed the line.
No.
I'm sorry. I pointed. It was rude. My apologies.
You son of a bitch.
Damn it.
Why do you guys keep grabbing your balls? I look at Kevin. He's itching. I look at you. You're itching. Is there a problem?
There's a woman.
You guys have sword fights tonight? That.
There's a woman in the room. It's exciting.
What?
Wow.
I'm
and Matt's cut off.
And dig.
What? Yeah, you're cut off the mic, dig. Cut off from everything. Everything else.
Everything cut
wow,
off.
Wow, boo.
Like everything else?
I'm
everything.
Sorry he ruined your visit, guys.
Can I still fight Bobby Lashley?
Oh, absolutely, because I want to be entertained.
I guess you can.
3 minutes? 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, boat's all challenge.
What if we did it 2 minutes... But the lights are out. It's a lights out match.
What?
I have the advantage.
Are you gonna say
I fuck that.
Ding.
Teeth and eyes,
ding.
Baby. Hit that bell.
There you go.
Fucking bell.
Oh God.
Well, we got a
yes.
caller.
Shining Wizards, you are on with the Juicy Product and a bunch of douchebags.
Wait, that's Juicy Product.
You're on with a bunch of douchebags.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all of us.
Hello,
now.
Hello. Thank Look, you. If you got a call,
hey guys,
either breathe heavy or
talk
hang up.
To us. If you're going to call Deej.
Is this Will Chamberlain? Baxter?
DJ.
Yeah.
Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Milk was a bad choice.
It's so hot.
Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
That's a bad part.
That's all right. I already hung up on it.
All right.
Still call back. It was a problem on your end, whoever that was.
Yeah,
and don't
sure.
keep calling back because I have your number and I can give it out.
No! Oh! Yeah.
We're coming Jackass. To your house.
Shoot. We're shooting
with
here.
Machine guns.
No.
So let me ask. You guys were doing CZW. You were singles. Your idea or their idea to throw you guys together?
DJ's
actually,
idea.
We have to say DJ
yeah.
legitimately
All joking aside, that
us.
Was DJ's idea. When Star and I wrestled, it legit was whoever got more over with the crowd was going to get like signed and be full-time at CZW, and we both were over as fuck. So I remember DJ was waiting behind the curtain, and as soon as we got back there, he was just like, well, that's never fucking happened before. Wasn't making eye contact with either one of us.
And then he pulled us in the locker room as if it was, you know, a really, really
Were there mixed feelings about that at first? Or
with what?
About being paired?
With a, as a tag?
As a team?
Not really, because what we were told originally was we were going to be tagging for 2 months, and then we were going to have a singles match at Cage of Death 15 as like a big blow-off and then go off in our separate ways. And we didn't really care. Like, I mean, I always liked JT. I knew him through Beyond. I knew him at XWA. And, so we had no real issues. We weren't like close or anything, but I knew that he was really good and he trusted me enough to not screw up. And
which is the most important part.
And like, and then we had a really good match together. So we became closer through that. And then we were told we were tagging. And then we started talking a little bit. And then it just kind of came together. And then we realized everyone hated us. So through hatred of us together, because they didn't like how popular we were early on, we just said, "Hey, let's shove this in everyone's faces." And it's kind of what we do all the time.
Yeah, you guys fucking took off like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Hotcakes don't take off. They stay on your plate, they emanate some steam, and you put some butter.
Hold on. To his credit, hotcakes will take off if DJ's got a plate of them. Those motherfuckers will be
true.
Gone.
You don't know
where
they
are.
No, but
well,
yeah,
I don't know DJ did put us together.
I don't even know what happened.
He put us in the locker room after that match, though, because he told us it was really good. He's like, that doesn't happen. No one ever gets that over in one showing.
He has a lot of faith in the talent he brings in, huh?
Right. Well, he,
yeah, right?
He looks
God,
over,
I really thought you guys got this
locker
shit.
Separately.
I thought one of you would have blown it.
He sits us in the locker room and then just goes, congratulations, you'll both be booked next month.
Looking at
like,
the ceiling.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I want to meet DJ. Sounds like a hell of a guy.
I tell you what, if you have him on, you'll actually have a good time.
He's got some sweet stories.
We'll have to start the show at 3.
I was
going
to say 8 hours.
Yeah, you guys might have to start the show tomorrow.
Just bring him over every week and just have it over like a month-long period. Month-long DJ Hyde.
Oh, my fucking... He might as well just move in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he'll be Eddie.
Just let DJ move in. What's the problem? Just let DJ move in.
Is that a big deal?
What's the fucking...
Just a comfy little room for him.
It can't be little.
Fair enough.
So that was it. Tag team, and you guys were over as fuck, and that's where...
Tag team.
We were supposed to have a singles match at Cage, and then November, JT couldn't be there. Because there was some scheduling conflict. Like, CZW changed their date from what it normally was, and JT couldn't make it because he was already booked. So we couldn't have the thing that broke us up in November to have our match in December. He was probably home playing video games, but it's like, I'm booked, I'm drawing a blank.
I forget where I was.
He's like, I'm booked to play Call of Duty. So
you guys get next gen Xbox One, PS4.
I haven't had a video game system since PlayStation 2.
Really?
I have a PlayStation 2
3, in the cabinet there.
I've been debating going to the 4.
Can we move?
I have a Super Nintendo and a regular Nintendo and a Sega.
Do
they and
work?
I had
They're
a Dreamcast.
I had one too. I sold the damn thing.
Why'd you do
I just
that?
Got a Dreamcast.
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you're a piece of trash.
Speaking of idiots,
it's so
DJ.
Excited.
It's definitely DJ.
I get so excited for that sound.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We are here with the Juicy Product.
Who are you?
You son of a bitch, answer!
Hello, hello.
What's going on here?
This is a work.
Are
guys.
You in danger?
He hung up.
Is that on
press
our end?
One.
No.
Somebody's behind you.
Here.
Here,
give
what?
Give me your phone.
Are you hiding in a closet?
I don't know where you are.
Do people not know
I have
work
a certain
phones?
Set of skills?
I think they just call. They're like, oh my God, they're really there.
I don't have money if that's what you're looking for.
They like call and they're just like, we're here, Shoddy Wizards with Juicy Product. Like, oh shit, I thought it was the Young Bucks. They just hang up on us.
Yeah, that's pretty much what everyone says, right?
You guys worked the Young Bucks and beyond, right?
We sure did.
It was awesome.
It was really good. A lot of fun, man.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
It's great.
Not live. We went to Beyond when they were still running out of the Knights of Columbus.
Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
I wrestled one show there.
Yeah, that place
And we
sucked.
Saw you there before you got, you know, when we talked about it when you were on the last show, before you kind of got your shit together. But it was awesome. There might have been like 30 people there.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
It was a fucking...
But it was fun.
For me, like... And we talked about how much older we are than you guys. Like, for me, like, ECW was huge when I was like 16, 17. So we would go to all the fucking indie shows around here and just be obnoxious fucking assholes. I had Gino Caruso.
I worked for him when I first started.
Take me outside and threaten to punch me.
Why did I just punch you?
Because we would go to his shows and we were just obnoxious.
Well, the funny thing is about...
Fat Tits over here trained with Gino.
Did you? You trained with ECPW?
Dude,
I was ECPW champion.
No, it's just him.
Really?
Testing.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, Jesus.
No, is this DJ?
Oh, he's, no.
It's Overweight Larry.
He's one of our regulars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask the Juicy Boys.
Well, that's not our name. Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck you're looking for, then.
Well, listen, I'm a man of overweight stature, and I'm a man of color.
Ring the bell.
Ring that bell.
Ring the bell.
That's the most political.
Well, wait, what was the question? You guys talked over his question. It sounded important.
It's funny how he's on the phone and ringing the bell at the same time.
That's what we call the magic radio.
All right.
I gotta go.
You didn't ask the question. These people. Oh, pieces of shit.
These people.
So to answer your question, yes, the phones are working.
So call in, ask questions.
Did you know?
About our dicks.
Fucking ECPW champion sitting on your couch.
I was an ECPW champion.
No
I beat
way.
Tommy Suede for the ECPW title.
Wait, Tommy Suede?
Yeah, Tommy's the man. He's one of my trainers.
How long ago was this?
Yesterday.
I won that title.
Wait, you didn't get to wrestle the legend Andrew Anderson?
No, I did. I like Andy Anderson.
So I love him, dude.
Love him.
I trained with
him. He's a great guy.
Dude, I remember when he was Siberian Tiger and he used to team with Craig Steele. They were Siberian Tiger and the Pub Bull.
Wow. Yeah, I like Andy Anderson. He's a really good guy.
He's cool.
He's
cool.
A really cool
We
guy.
Had him on the show, too. He was awesome.
Dude, yeah, if there's one guy that I would want to just hang out with for like an hour, because that's probably all I could really hang with him. I'll probably get everything I need to get in an hour with Andrew Anderson. That's the guy.
He's the man. I like him. I'm glad he makes a lot of money with like the commercials and the stunts and stuff. He has a really good life. He's the man.
And he told me straight up. He's like, I'm one of the only guys like from when I trained with him, that like he like he's made his living just being in the business.
Yeah,
without ever
awesome.
Actually really.
He's the man, and it's there's a lot of guys who work at ECPW who that's not necessarily the case, but he's been smart and he's been able to manage his own business, his own brand, I guess, and he's made himself.
A lot of people shit on him. I don't. I like him.
I like Andy Anderson. Yeah, so. I have no issues with Andy Anderson. I don't think he would necessarily be over on like a major independent scale or anything, but. He's awesome, and he does a bunch of stunts and stuff, and he's a really cool guy, and he knows a lot of really cool people. He's had a really cool life.
Yeah.
Is there any truth that Gino Caruso's really Irish?
I don't know. I just know that when I worked for him in McAdoo, Pennsylvania, which I don't even know if
McAdoo
doesn't even know where McAdoo is. And
isn't he like the offensive coordinator for the Giants?
Is his name McAdoo?
I think it's McAdoo or something.
Oh, well, fuck the Giants.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I remember he was one of the first people to ever pay me. He gave me fucking $20. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm rich. I was like, wait, you're going to pay me $20?
Wait, $20? When was this?
Yeah, Tony's like, I never got paid.
2 years ago?
Yes, no, today. Gino, I swear, this is the truth, and I'm not rubbing it in your face, but back in 99, I had made $30 working on Gino.
Yeah,
show.
Dude, it's great.
Then again, I was
He
also,
gave me 40 one time.
I was a Gino talent, though, so.
Oh,
you know,
I was not.
I trained with him.
Talent.
Hey, I had a career, damn it.
Well, yeah, Gino gave me $40 one time, and it was a pretty cool feeling.
You know, he shit his pants once.
I'm sure a lot of people did that.
Did you guys ever shit your pants?
Have I ever? I was a baby.
No, in the ring.
Point.
Like, not, no. I mean,
oh,
it's not like on your way home or anything.
I've never in the ring. I thought I did once when I wrestled.
Did you check?
Fuck yeah.
You powdered under the ring or you did it right there?
No, I was in a triple threat match at NYWC with Papadon and the Grim Reaper.
Oh, nice. God. And, what a combination.
And I was the only heel in the match. So I was the one who was, like, you know, getting the shit beat out of me at the beginning.
Literally.
Wait, Papadon's not a heel?
No, Papadon was babyface at NYWC.
Who booked that?
How
so,
did you even know?
Sweetie Pie Papadon.
Papadon and Grim Reaper did this spot where one gave me a leg drop and one gave me a back senton. I think Papadon gave me a back senton.
Jesus.
And it was the stiffest thing that's ever happened, like, in my lifetime. And Papadon landed flat on my stomach, and I felt, and I was like, oh my God, I just shit my pants in the middle of it. And like, Mike Johnson was there from PW Insider. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh no. So I just took it, and I was out of this, like, the rest of the match, like,
God.
A portion of the match, so I had the time off. So I just rolled out of the ring, and I was like, oh my God. I was so nervous. And luckily, I was okay.
Wait, did you go under the ring to check, or you just...
I, like, positioned myself so that you couldn't see me checking, but I totally...
Now, what would you
checked.
Have done if you
I would have gone to the back.
Are you kidding me? I would have jumped back in a ring and started grabbing guys for Irish
no
whips.
No way, dude.
With a shitty hand?
I would have...
Chops? Come
no,
on!
I would have sold an injury to get Simpy so people would buy my shirt, and I would have gone to the back.
The only heel looking for face heat.
So anytime you see David Starr get hurt,
yeah.
It's just a botch.
It's a botch. anytime you see that, it's just a botch.
It's a work.
It's a total
it's
work.
It's hilarious.
Whatever. Buy my shirt.
Did
well,
you shit your pants once
shirt.
At Target?
Now it's our shirt.
Can we tell that story?
You can if you really. I shit my pants at Target.
What is happening?
Wait, no, you got to tell the Target life. Story.
And I shit my pants at the 4th of July party.
That I didn't know. Is that why you were wearing a dress?
No, I lost a bet. That's why I had to wear the
okay.
dress.
Yeah.
It was
no, tell the Target story. I think they're gonna kick out of it.
I went out drinking the night before, and then we went to Target. And we were walking around, and I fucking sharted it. So I went to the bathroom and I threw my underwear out. I didn't.
You bought new underwear.
No, I didn't. I was like, fuck that. I don't need. I have tons of underwear at home. I don't need new underwear. I forgot that I had a big hole like by my pocket. So I just walked around Target with like half my ass hanging out. And my friend...
I feel like that's more of a Walmart story.
And my friend was like, he's like, just fucking buy underwear. I'm like, I'm not buying underwear. I have underwear at home.
She just stole them.
Yeah
whatever.
You should have switched
Ring
them.
The fucking bell.
You should have put the new ones on and put the old ones in the pack and put them back on the shelf.
Oh, I shit my pants on the pizza truck, too.
This is three times. Wait, these are three times in your adult life that
oh,
you've shit your
pants. Three. I shit my pants in front of my parents when I got out of the shower talking
that's
to them. I had a towel on.
That's not your pants.
No, my parents.
That counts.
Oh,
my
parents. Yeah, but you shit.
Wait, you had a towel on and you shit while you had a towel on.
Yeah, I farted.
Did it fall to the ground?
Yeah. It was an easy cleanup, though. You wipe it up and jump in the shower.
My brother, when he was...
JT lost his headphones. He's
I think
gone.
My brother, when he was like 12 years old,
call
shit
now
his
with
pants.
Your shit stories.
My brother, when he was like 12 years old, shit his pants in these corduroys because we were having a farting contest in my dad's jewelry store. And the funniest thing is because there was a separate room where he'd hang out, and we were having this farting contest.
I can't wait to hear
and
him on Saturday.
He just... Oh, you could... He'll tell you the story.
Oh,
so,
I know. He's weird
so,
and embarrassing.
So my brother Ruben, he just goes, I have a good one. And he pushed really hard. And all of a sudden, you see his face like...
Did you hear the growl?
Oh, no. And then he runs into the bathroom. And I was like... Ruben, and he's like crying.
Was
he's
it
like,
salvageable or
like,
no?
No. He's like, don't tell anybody. I was like, okay. He's like, especially don't tell Nate. That's like our oldest brother, and he works at the store. And I was like, okay, I won't. I run downstairs. I'm like, hey, Nate, guess what? Ruben shit his pants. So like the person that ran errands at the store had to go out and buy him new pants and
Dude,
everything like that.
He's I so- swear, I think I was like 13 or 14. I shit my pants on the way to Christmas dinner with my family.
Oh,
I had a
no.
fart. Dude, I wasn't
like
feeling well
timing.
And everybody was like just giving me shit like you're lying, you're not lying.
You were giving yourself shit.
I gave him a receipt. So I left. I'm sitting in the back with my brothers and I lift my ass up off the chair and I just fucking completely emptied into my pants.
Oh.
And we were about 20 minutes from my house. We had to turn around and I had to stay in the back seat lifted off because if I sat down I would have just pancaked everywhere.
Oh,
it was horrendous.
God.
And they still forced me to go out to dinner with them.
I'm an adult. I don't shit my pants.
Oh, I've done it.
In terms of things of honesty, like I would totally tell you if there was a story. I swear to God.
You've never gotten sick and like been just, laying in bed with like the flu or something?
Just, then I go to the bathroom like a normal human being.
I do just want to remind our audience that this is a wrestling podcast, so bear with us for a moment while we talk about feces in our undergarments.
Well, this started because...
This is life.
Oh, really?
I came so fucking close. I just was like... in a bad mood, and like, I just wasn't feeling
bad
well.
Was an
so, like, so like I was just standing there, like, and I was just not excited about my match.
I don't give a fuck.
So like I said, I wasn't feeling well. So I was just standing there, and then I remember going out, and the dude just like all the spots he was supposed to hit me in weren't the spots where I got hit. Every shot went to the stomach, and I just kept getting hit, kept getting hit. And like suplex was supposed to go backwards, I went forwards instead. Like just
you're just
worst.
Like. How can I punish myself?
Yeah. But no, he was.
Oh, I know.
It wasn't my choice. Like, it was.
I don't know,
hey,
man.
Hey, suplex! And then instead of going backwards, he was just like, "Oh no!" But he just went forward. But like on the fly, like so. It's like a spin kick to the stomach. I'm like, all right, that one's like maybe that's the only one. And then it's like boots in the corner. I'm like, all right, man, this is really getting fucking. This is a shitty situation. Suplex in front.
Literally.
And then I start like fucking hitting my shit.
So front face suit. Did you shit up?
No, I didn't shit. I was coming close, and then I finally like get to the point where I start doing all my offensive maneuvers, and I do a toe-pay to the outside, and he doesn't catch me. So I fucking hit the guardrail right on my stomach, and I just go, oh, shit. So I stand there, and then the mobile cam's right here, and he's selling, and I just did this awkward pose for like 45 and a half seconds. I'm just like squeezing my ass, and I'm just like, oh, man. And then like I just wore this baby blue gear. Like, for the first time, and I'm just like, oh, man, like, if I shit myself, everybody in America or the five people that
watching.
Bought it on iPay-per-view are going to see this, and it's going to be a real bad situation. And I was with Shelly at the time, so the camera went to the guy selling, and I go, hey, did I shit myself? And she's like, no, you're good. I go, all right, I'm going to fuck this guy up real fast. So I threw him in and just beat the shit out of him.
I actually remember this story.
Yeah, remember? I texted you right now. How'd the match go? Oh, I almost shit myself.
Was this taped?
Was what, the match?
Yeah,
it's on Evolve. It was Evolve.
There's oh, my God. Imagine that was on hard camera.
I wrestled
Dave, did you see the question on your Facebook?
He looks pretty badass, but it's
related. No? They just want to know how
wolf.
Juicy are you guys
as we're talking about shit.
See, I'm now, if you follow Mr. Juice over here.
Why are you pointing at him?
Sorry.
You're a pointer.
So those
you're a habitual pointer, my friend.
He's like, this guy over here.
Yo, just
this me.
Motherfucker.
But look, let me scratch my balls.
Let me scratch my balls.
If you follow him,
and scratch my
balls.
I haven't been scratching my balls.
JT.
What's the question?
If you follow his Instagram, he big fan of the buffalo. Buffalo sauce.
I love buffalo sauce.
I'm surprised you haven't shit your pants.
Let me quote something that JT said.
Like
JT has
like
said
a
to
baby
me,
and a kid, yeah,
no,
yeah,
if
but...
I'm eating it and I don't cry, it's not hot
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
I have to
really?
Cry. Yeah.
Really?
You go to B-Dubs?
I'm not a fan of theirs.
Really?
No. I went there once, I would say... I think maybe like 7 months ago, I took my sister to
there. You get the real hot ones?
Yeah.
They didn't hit you?
I asked them for the hottest stuff. Well, it wasn't that it didn't hit me. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the food. Yeah. I'm a very like picky eater when it comes to that
Is there a good spot in Philly where you can go for wings?
I don't know. I'm not from Philly.
Oh.
I'm still exploring all the new stuff.
Actually, in all honesty, most of those places have good... Like, I don't really know some place that's like...
I like them dry, though. Like, you really got to cook the shit out of them. I don't like when they're juicy.
Nah, it's gotta juicy, brother.
Nah, I like them dry.
Drenched.
Coming at the juice like, boat.
Kim and I dude, because dry, because then so once you bite them, boom, everything comes right off done.
Do you guys fuck with the sriracha sauce?
Fuck yeah. Yes.
I have it at my house, but I haven't. I don't really. I like
use it as
slightly spicy stuff. I don't like that super hot.
Does it burn?
My favorite sound.
You know, I just don't like the slightly.
Shining Wizards, you're on with the juicy product.
Hi, I was just wondering if JT Dunn would ever consider selling his used tights that were unwashed for $40.
$40 is that
no way? Not for $40.
Will you wipe my ass for free?
What
yeah.
the Dude, fuck? Am I he said yes. He said yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
are you in the Philadelphia area?
Huh?
No.
I'm not in the Philadelphia area. I'm in the New Hampshire area.
New Hampshire? I hate New Hampshire.
I'm the biggest JT Dunn fan in the world.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Wait, is that Kimberly?
No.
No, it's Callie. Oh.
Callie Lee.
I don't care about her.
Whoa, you son of a bitch!
You son of a bitch!
I just care about Kimberly because JT Dunn...
She's not selling her used underwear.
Here we go. Because JT had what?
Because JT Dunn touches her. I love JT Dunn so much. I actually have a hair doll of JT Dunn that I keep in my bedroom. And every time I go to one of his matches, which is every one of them, some of his hair falls out from his beard and his head. And I made a
hair
doll.
Can you guys get me some
liquor?
Do you have liquor over there?
Are you going to suck my dick or what?
No. That's gay. But do you want to play with my hair
right,
doll?
Right, that's super gay.
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
Do you want to play with my hair doll?
No, I don't want to play with your hair
Can I play
doll.
With your hair pie?
Hold on.
No, I'm not selling my gear for $40.
What is this? $240.
Stop.
Yeah, if you make it $240, I'll consider it.
Is this a whole doll or is it just like a head?
It's a whole doll that I made of all of his hair. It actually weighs about 40 pounds because he loses so much hair. And he has such a big head.
I do have a big head.
No, it's not that big.
Yo.
Well, he's wearing sweats. I can tell.
I think DJ Page just got a prank call us or something.
Prank caller. Huh? Prank caller.
Did you see that?
Hi, JT Dunn. It's Joey Eastman. I love you so much.
Oh, Joey.
Did you buy?
I'll sell you my gear for $40. Now that I know it's you. Yeah.
Joey, is this Joey? Are you here to see Joey?
Joey Eastman's the fucking man.
Joey is such a good guy.
Joey,
I sat next to him on the plane.
I should have put the New Hampshire thing together.
Listen, I'm underage, but like Joey told me to come and drink here.
Do you really have a hair doll of me? I'll buy that.
No,
off of you.
But I really want a hair doll of you now. So if
a
40-pound
hair,
hair, if you ever find your hair missing, like in chunks, just know that it's me. I'm sneaking into every indie wrestling locker room that you're in.
Just gonna
and I'm
sneak
just
right
cutting
in.
Your hair and making hair dolls and selling them on eBay.
I think you can be arrested for saying things like this out loud. There's this thing we call
Amazon
an inner monologue.
I love
just
it.
Just for your hair.
This is the best thing ever.
He has really nice hair. JT, you do have really nice
hair. Yeah, my hair is fucking beautiful. That's because Doreen Grasa takes care of my hair. Plug. You can go visit her. She even
hair, hair plug?
Hair plug. Hair I have so plug. Many sponsors. I don't know what the fuck is doing.
There it is.
Hey, thank you.
Fuck your interview. Let's talk about me, okay?
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay. Is this the hair the hair doll guy?
Yeah, this is Joey Eastman. Is that
your
child?
Are you raping someone in the background?
Is that your child? With a rape? Is that RoboCop?
That's my son, RoboCop. Yeah.
You have a son
named RoboCop?
Yes.
Yeah, I named my kid RoboCop because what's more badass of a name than RoboCop?
Fair.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's a tie, RoboCop and DJ Hyde, but I see you went for the latter. Okay.
I don't know. Baby Chalupa is a
baby
good
Chalupa.
Name.
Yeah, I'm not Mexican. I can't name the kid Baby Chalupa.
Ring the bell.
You're not
what else
black,
would you refer to a Mexican
either,
as?
But you named him RoboCop.
Why is black
RoboCop
a new RoboCop?
Is a fat ass name. Who is that?
RoboCop's from Detroit. You guys watched the fucking movie?
Yeah, but RoboCop's white.
He's a robot.
Yeah. No, but he's RoboCop.
Darth Vader was white, but he was a black guy's voice.
Yeah, but RoboCop was the same character.
I wish I had a picture of the
RoboCop. RoboCop was a white police officer who was viciously murdered in like one of the most savage graphic
scenes.
By black
people.
Well, now RoboCop's an adorable little baby, so.
Exactly.
Is his real name RoboCop? Did you actually name a child RoboCop?
His shoot name is RoboCop Danger Eastman.
How long have you been in the business with that shoot talk?
Huh?
Way longer than us combined.
You're RoboCop?
Just 12 years, kid.
You've been in the business for 12 years and you're talking about sneaking into locker rooms and taking JT Dunn's hair?
Yeah, and
you should know that stuff's for sale already.
Oh.
What is that? Big serious. Ever. I'm not even kidding.
I don't even know who this is.
Joe Eastman's a legit fucking star. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Let's not.
His cameras
just
sold the world.
Let's not have a dick waving contest, kid, because you'll never win
fuck.
That game.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm gonna powder on this one.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening right now. I thought it was a.
No, he's like a legit fucking star. Like, he's made a shit ton of money.
Good for you.
He has the. All
I
the
thought
right
you were
players.
A serious person talking about stealing JT Dunn's
no,
hair.
That was the joke. Then he said, "Oh, it's
no,
Joe Eastman."
That was the joke.
Oh my God! Good for you, sir. You got me.
David Starr just got owned.
Absolutely, I did. I thought. The real person asking
oh
for JT
God.
Dunn's hair.
Joey, I love you. Thank you.
I appreciate the rib.
Who is that? Now.
I appreciate the
hopefully
rib.
I'll see you soon.
It's David Starr.
No.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Let me say, I appreciate the rib, sir. I bought it.
All right. Okay. So, I love JT Dunn. I've always been a big proprietor of JT Dunn, and everybody
shut
that shits on him can go fuck themselves.
Thank you.
I agree.
It. Yes. All right.
What the
well,
hell,
guys? I got to go put the baby to bed because that's sort of what my life has become now.
Oh,
so,
friend.
Yeah. Just for your calling and fuck with you guys.
I
love
appreciate
you, bye.
It.
You got me, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Be
keep
well.
Your hammer wet, buddy.
No, I didn't know who that was. Why didn't you give me an Iggy that person was?
I
like
was telling. I would not put anybody over like that unless I knew they were legit awesome.
I
was telling
no
him that I loved him on national radio podcast, fucking Ustream television.
Whoa. Technically, this is the internet.
Yeah.
So this is like internet. International. This is world.
Yeah,
worldwide. I'll call it
whatever
we've
got
call
international
it.
Fans worldwide. Too. Believe me.
But see, you know what's funny? The other day I was actually like on YouTube searching random matches, and I found a match of Claudio Castagnoli versus Bryan Danielson from like 2005. It was like the Ted Petty Invitational or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And Joe Eastman was the ring announcer for it, and Bryce Remsburg
awesome.
Was the referee. But it was funny. That's funny that because I haven't seen him in a while. But whoa. It's cool that he just popped up.
Dude,
like that.
I feel like a douche because I didn't know it was. I thought it was a
no. He's a
fan.
Legit person.
See,
I thought it was legitimately a fan asking for your gear on
no.
here right now.
Nope, he's the fucking man.
All right. Let's. I want to change gears really fast.
Okay.
Whoa. Just because.
Well, don't do that. You'll blow the tranny.
You meant
is this
like
another
the,
issue?
You meant like the transmission or like a chick with
no,
a dick?
I mean a chick with a dick.
I'm in. Sign me up.
Toss her salad and give her the fucking rusty trombone.
You only live once.
YOLO?
You only YOLO once.
What the
oh,
fuck
that's what
kind
that
of a question
is.
You only YOLO
now.
Once.
Yeah. Some people right. have some weird
but no, we kind of, we're going to, let's talk real for like 10 minutes. Just
okay.
Let's cover the current
minutes.
Product.
Some real talk.
Oh, that's right. We got to do that, right?
Current product? Is that
yeah.
a what?
His
not
product.
Is that
a juicy
product?
Product?
Real talk.
You know, while you're asking the question, let me see one of those FIP belts. I want to check that out.
It's oh, you can have it.
You can hold
bucks.
It more than we have.
Yeah.
Wait, how
congratulations,
much?
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, that's
you're
the real deal.
That's
wait,
the
how much?
One.
What?
How much can we buy those belts off
I don't
of you guys
know.
For?
What everybody gets back from China.
Yeah, we'll discuss
I'll pitch the idea.
Oh, they're not coming back. They've got
guess
the bird flu.
I guess we're never. Yeah, I guess we're never getting flu.
SARS.
Okay.
Safe SARS.
What about Ebola?
Ebola.
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 I believe it's pronounced.
We're going
Ebola.
I just want to point out.
I was sick for like a month, and I just kept telling Kim, I was like, I have Ebola.
Why does Championship Leather need to put their logo right on front?
Flip that belt over real fast.
How about you
check out that? Check out that
circle
round.
Check out the circle
logo right there. It's a sweet one, right?
What?
Yeah. Just the guy who made the New Japan belts made those belts, and he's like, oh, I got an extra fucking thing. I'm just going to put it right out of here.
So those those belts have been defended in New Japan.
This is a New Japan
yeah, it's an official
logo.
Yeah, it's an official, like, fucking
with the World Wrestling Network logos on the side.
So I asked
too.
Him, I was like, holy shit, like, these belts go to New Japan and nobody fucking told me?
These are
the guy just put them on there. I was like, oh, what a fucking buzzkill.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, we just thought that, like, the different kinds of fonts,
we didn't know the history of the belts that much. We just knew the Briscoes had won them, and they were the last team to have CZW and FIP titles.
Right, yeah.
So we figured that, because, like, the Briscoes are awesome, that maybe they went to New Japan with the titles, and they got that on there.
That would make sense.
But apparently the people that made the belts just put them on.
Would you guys say that the Briscoes are, like, your dream match?
I would love to wrestle the Briscoes.
I'd love to wrestle them.
I'd love to wrestle them.
I met Jay Briscoe in New Orleans at, like, at the end of all the WrestleCon events. Like, there was a giant party, and he was fucking awesome, wasn't he? He was really cool. I got to talk to him for, like, 2 minutes, and he still was, like, the coolest dude.
Didn't Mark Briscoe call Pat Pretzelman at the PWS show? Remember they were walking by the table when we were setting up?
I was like,
hey, what's up, Pretzelman? It was the greatest fucking moment of our lives. having the Briscoes call Pat Pretzelman.
I feel like they seem so...
Oh, and they worked the Rock and Roll Express that night, too.
Well, that's awesome.
It was a great match.
I feel like the Briscoes are, like, one of the few really, really, like, superstars on the indies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they seem, like, untouchable. They seem... Yeah. They're just, like, they're out there. There's something special about the Briscoes. I don't know what it is, but they just seem like... They are real, 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 real superstars.
Do you think with them, it's kind of like that? I'm not going to say, like, I'm super up to date with what they've been up to lately, but I do know that Jay Briscoe seems to be the guy that is the bigger star. Does that make sense?
He's translated more to the singles aspect. Mark's really good.
I met them once at a show a while ago, interviewed them. But is there a reason why that happens? Is it just... Like, is there a reason people? I hate when people call it the Marty Jannetty effect. I don't think that's the case here, but is there a reason why that happens? Because it seems like Jay. Like, why not Mark? Why Jay?
I don't know.
I wish I had an answer for that.
Yeah,
that
I guess sometimes
situation.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the way things go.
Was Jay there before Mark? I believe he was doing singles.
I honestly don't know, so that could be true.
I had just watched something recently from, like, 2002, and I believe Jay was already, like, active. I forget they tell it on commentary as to why Mark wasn't wrestling. Maybe too young or something like that. But Jay had been there before, and Mark had come in, and then they started teaming. Maybe that's a reason.
Which one of them had that, like, crazy awesome cage match early on in ROH?
Matt would know that more than I would.
But the early ROH days, one of the Briscoes had, like, an awesome cage match where they, like, bled like crazy, and that was kind of their coming out party. I think they were still wearing the singlets.
Was it the one they bled like crazy, or was the one where Jimmy Jacobs and them they tied him upside down, they hung him
in
the ring?
It wasn't that one.
It wasn't that one?
It was the one they bled like... It was something...
Well, he bled like a... He was just...
In that one, too.
There was a puddle of blood.
Which one
was
it? Was it Mark or Jay?
It was Jay.
Okay.
Jay's the older one. Jay was there first.
I feel like...
Oh, so Jay was there first. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in terms of why one of them became more of a single star, so it seems, than the other, I don't know. Like,
basically, there's no scientific formula to why.
I don't think so. It's just, you know, somebody sees something and pushes one person one way, another person. Because Mark's been successful as a single star.
Yeah, again,
too,
I wasn't saying that. I wasn't
trying to say
that he wasn't.
But yeah, it's just one of them things where it just happens. Okay. It could be something that Jay did a little differently that they wanted to go with, and Mark kind of wanted to go a different way. Like, you can never really determine how that's going to happen afterwards.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's just how it goes. But on the same note, you know, Future Shock, like Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, have both had great singles careers everywhere. But if you just looked at Ring of Honor, you would say that Adam Cole is the more successful singles guy there. But Kyle O'Reilly hasn't gotten the singles push there. Yeah, I'm just in general. Like,
I think
they're both very good.
I think at this point, Adam's success as a singles guy is equivalent to Kyle's success now as a tag team guy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Cool. Well, they just won. They won what the
New Japan?
Yeah, New
junior
Japan
titles. The junior heavyweight.
Oh, that match happened already with the Young Bucks.
Yeah,
they beat
Red Dragon.
Won
it all.
Red Dragon beat the Bucks for the junior.
Or are they fighting
tag
again?
Tournament.
They're fighting again at
well,
Wrestle
they won,
Kingdom.
They
right?
beat the Time Splitters. They yeah. beat the Time Splitters for the titles. They won the junior.
That's
tag
Alex
tournament
Shelley
and Kushida.
Yeah,
they're awesome too, yeah. man. Like Alex Shelley just strikes gold everywhere. He's so fucking so good.
Listen, they're no Usos, all right?
Uso crazy.
All right,
I like the Usos.
All right, current product.
Yes, let's get.
All
right, let's just run through this real quick.
I feel like
it's just, what we need to do wrestling talk.
Yeah, we do have people that actually listen to us for that.
Okay,
listen, if they
already
enjoy,
tuned out.
If they didn't enjoy the shit stories,
yeah,
and the rape stories,
either,
and the Jello Pudding Pop stories,
or we broke him at the shit.
I think we got him.
I think we got him.
I think we got him.
They're hooked.
We're starting our go home, brothers.
No, we're good. We still got time. But current product too. These guys were both part of the WSU CZW doubleheader that took place over the weekend.
I always love that word, doubleheader. Go ahead.
We're trying to stick to business here.
Let me ask you guys. We're about an hour and change in, right? You listen to the show. Podcast cancer?
Who, me? Yeah. I'm not the one, like, fucking Goodfellas over here. Hey, this guy, he wears the belt, and this guy had a drink, and she's on the couch, and let's talk about rape some more, right? Ciao.
Look, I'm not used to sitting here. That's
where you sit.
Typically, I sit where
right
JT
here
sits.
What was that?
Or the
hard
fucking
point
king.
Wait, where do your guests normally sit?
Right where you're sitting.
On the floor.
On the phone.
Oh, so you guys
they, in their houses.
Oh, yeah.
In a bathtub with bubbles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just that, like, last week we had two guys here. This week we got the three of you here. Like, we're not used to having, like, more than one person if somebody actually comes to studio.
Whoa, okay.
Oh,
so no, but this is great. We wanted this for a while, so we're very happy that
okay,
you guys are here.
Cool.
Yes,
so what was your
so
question about the doubleheader? Your favorite word?
Double decker or double header?
Header?
Double dong?
His favorite word is double header, apparently.
I don't know if that's his favorite word.
Kind of.
All right, what was your question?
Said it, so
in the right context.
Oh, Jesus fucking
question.
Fuck
you have, do you have written down questions for this?
Yes.
No, I just have notes.
Tell
with
us
results
about your wrestling.
Okay, so let's
I had you notes. I lost
let's
them.
Let's hear
okay
them. Let's hear what
stop
you have
interrupting
say
the man.
No,
come
we're
on
in.
You! Stop interrupting him!
Come on.
So we
Kevin
can talk.
Get some control here.
How does
I've
this always
it
happen?
Okay, hey, yeah, we're right
you
here.
Let
don't
it happen.
Comment.
Just
hey,
go right to it.
Don't
yeah,
comment
go
on it.
Go.
Everyone pointed at Matt.
Just leave me alone.
It was hilarious.
Man. Well, you so said you had a question.
Do
you
have
a question?
8949.
Everybody,
now
shut
the
your mouth.
There's running commentary.
No, we were going
somewhere with that. WSU, CZW, doubleheader. You guys each wrestled the women, Annie Socha, Kimberly.
Kimberly?
Okay, yeah, I don't know what kind of
mic. Like Ebola, drinks Kimberly over there, brother.
Okay, come on.
So you guys beat them for the tag straps. Stipulation was...
Jesus.
Keep going. Just keep fucking over. She's munching on Skittles. The microphone's picking it up.
Just keep it going.
Jesus. Yeah, come on. You're a professional broadcaster.
To the guy
let's
who
go
hates us eating on the air. That's for you.
You know, we're 2 weeks away
hey
from our third anniversary.
Lady.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You have a big blast show.
Yeah, last
that
year we had King Mabel on, and then
more
he
years
died.
I'm
going to
fuck the shit out of you guys.
Yes, we had King Mabel on our second
die
anniversary, and he died. So,
oh, man. You guys should go to a live show and do a live broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work out as well as you'd think.
Anyways,
don't
question.
Like off topic.
So we beat the bitches, yeah.
No, you didn't beat you. I mean, you
no,
lost.
We beat it for
the
belt.
For the belt.
As far as your story,
so now
got
they get their title shot. Right?
Well,
we
gave
them
a rematch.
We gave them a rematch.
We beat them. Then.
We beat the shit out of them again, and then DJ, in all of his glorious wisdom, decided, hey, let's do some singles stuff and see how that goes. And
yeah,
if they both win, then they get another title shot.
And you
so
both
we had
lost
a bad day. Everybody has a bad day. I had dirt in my eye.
Yeah,
he got stacked up on his shoulders.
They cheated.
He did straight.
Yeah, but you had
up
a bad day all around.
No, shut the fuck up.
No, shut the fuck up.
No. I mean, in terms of t-shirt sales and in terms of all that, I did a pretty good day.
You guys know Clark, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows Clark.
Juicy Product's not cool.
He has a girlfriend.
You're not
now
cool, man. Yo,
that's
he has a girlfriend
the grossest thing I've ever
yeah
heard.
He comes to the CZW
she's
shows
a nine
and just
dude
makes out with him.
She's a nine?
He comes to the shows and they
nine
just make out the whole show.
At least he's not fucking yelling.
Why do we
no,
keep
he still yells.
So
no, he
the
still
fuck
yells
was the question?
Why do
question
we keep mentioning him on our show?
He's
because
over
it annoys you.
He should mm-hmm
he should so
start
where's the question in here?
You wish you were close.
Yeah, come on, dude. Get to
hold
the point.
I say I had a question.
Oh, you just
okay
want to talk
we were supposed to talk about
that
the current product.
You
and
guys know Clark.
Double header. Where was the basis of the double header?
All right, Matt, go through your notes. What else we got? I was trying to
talk Raw.
Yeah,
raw dog, no
talk
dog
Raw.
All right.
Go nuts. Did you guys watch Monday Night Raw?
I haven't watched it. I didn't watch it on Monday yet. I DVR'd it.
Oh, dinner? Should we not spoil
I
it for you?
The Eagle, I
oh,
watched
that's
the
right,
Eagles
we
game.
The Eagles
oh,
game.
Yeah.
How about my boy Sanchez, huh?
Yeah, I dude, in all honesty, like, the thing with Mark Sanchez is I know he sucked in New York, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, sometimes my pubes fall out.
I think that... I don't think that he's better than Nick Foles because he's not.
Well, he wouldn't be a backup quarterback if he was better than Nick Foles.
Right. I think he's a good backup, and I think right now he could... All he needed to do was win. He needs to win like three or four games.
He's
going
to have a
tough.
He's
got to
win
throw the fucking ball to Jeremy Maclin. That's what
he's
needs to do.
Listen, I think they have Green Bay next.
Fuck Tart.
I think they have Green Bay. That's going to be the measuring stick right there.
I don't think so because Green Bay game is whatever. Then they still have two games against Dallas.
Right.
And they still have two more divisional games.
Basically, what I'm saying is more so than, I guess, Carolina.
I agree. I'm not jumping on a bandwagon with Mark Sanchez. I think that he's a good backup, and I think he can run the ship.
In New York, they asked him to be. We're going to talk about football for a little bit. They asked him to just manage the game, be a game manager. When they went to the back to back AFC Championship games, he had weapons. Put Mark Sanchez on a team with weapons. I think he'll be okay. He'll be serviceable.
Yeah,
he's going to throw interceptions. He's going to fumble the ball, not in somebody's ass, hopefully, but he's going to. Anyway, I'm on the Eagles bandwagon now.
He's
going
to help lead the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
No, shut
and then
up.
I'm
going to
watch the
everybody.
Jets fans.
If you
jump off
drinks.
A bridge.
We already jumped off the bridge. The Jets fans are that.
I hope
that
fireman
jump off
Bob
the bridge
hangs
already.
Himself. It never gets old.
We were
I really do.
Wait,
no, fuck you have a bad story about Fireman Bob?
No, Fireman Bob. Like,
Fireman Ed.
Whatever it is.
Fireman Ed.
I quit on the team. They were like schmoozing him to try to get him back. Nobody in their right mind deserves like, oh, please come back, Fireman Bill. We need you. Nobody cares.
He might as well called Policeman Bill.
More ticket that somebody else can buy that wants to go
first
see
First of all,
that
no
team.
One's buying tickets to Jets games. Let me just throw that out.
Good.
Out
they're still
right
on
now.
TV, so they're still selling out, technically.
Dude,
it's like WCW.
I don't know if that rule's in effect anymore, is it?
Yeah,
the sellout rule?
It is this year. I think next year they're doing away with it.
Because they're not getting...
I don't know why, but I just thought I read that
somewhere. There's too much commercial money to be lost in that.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an advertiser and you pay for the Jets, like, you pay, like, millions of dollars for the season, and then half their games aren't on TV, you fucking...
Yeah,
first
but they
of all,
still are going to play an NFL game.
The Jets will never...
Yeah, but your commercial's not
an NFL team.
New York markets will never get blacked out. No matter
I'm a
what.
Dolphins
someone
fan,
will make sure
so.
That
I don't know.
Happens.
Buffalo might.
He's the Dolphins
yes.
fan.
Yes. That's Canada.
I was going to get into that with you. You're fucking...
Why do you think they keep playing in London?
Megatron can eat a bag of baby dicks.
Apparently, they're going to have 8 games in London.
The Jets are playing the Dolphins in London next year, I think.
Yes. On my wedding day.
London.
Is that
just,
right?
Yeah.
Are you getting married?
No, I'm just going to have a wedding day.
That's so cool.
What's his name?
Fireman Bob.
He's a stripper.
Don't judge me.
He's that big stripper from the bouncer.
Steve.
He was a sugar daddy.
He was a gorilla named Fireman Bob.
Let's talk
about wrestling.
Bob
getting married.
He's like a mix.
And by gorilla, do you mean he's black?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's like a fucking baby's arm
holding
an
apple.
He's so
tired of doing it. He's using... Oh, all right. All right.
So,
groovy.
Whatever. Raw was fucking taped and over across
London.
The pond.
Hello. Was it
John
London?
Cena
was
talked for 20
Liverpool,
minutes.
Liverpool, I think, was last
5
night.
Minutes in, my kid was like, this is so boring. I hate John Cena.
John Cena's... Awesome.
I go, I thought you liked John Cena. I just like him less.
That's great.
I like John Cena.
Yeah? What do you like about him?
I think he's white. I think he's incredible. I think...
So wait, you don't like Kofi Kingston?
Kofi
I know somebody who hates Kofi Kingston.
Are they sitting on the couch?
No, his name's Trent Beretta.
Where's Trent?
He tweeted that, so it's not like that's like a fame thing.
Does that make me a dick because I favorited it?
Yeah. When all the people got fired, when they had the big cuts,
right.
Trent tweeted out, should have been Kofi.
Really?
Well, didn't
I think I
Mark Henry?
That.
Mark Henry
got it. With Brian.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
Brian, yeah.
With Brian Myers, he had the because Mark Henry, he just didn't think, I guess, and he said,
yeah, I don't think
about
he
how,
knew.
Oh, I've been in WWE for 20 years, and then. Brian
it was like
Myers.
His anniversary of being in the business.
Yeah,
it happened to be
Brian
the same
Myers,
day.
Like,
as...
Everybody lost their job just now.
Yeah,
more
I remember that.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Whatever.
The Prince of Queens.
How has he been in the WWE for 20 years?
That's what I do.
What he got signed in 94. Right?
He signed like a 15-year contract.
And then he started
too, right?
blowing up and not blowing up.
He's got pictures
well,
of Jerry Lawler with the 12-year-old.
I don't, but remember when he was? Remember when he was retiring? When they did the whole thing with him and Cena? Everyone that was like, "Oh man, thank you, Mark Henry."
Dude, when they make Mark Henry a monster, that's the best thing they could do for
his,
him. All this
but not when they make him a monster every 3 months.
His run with the world heavyweight title when he beat Orton. So
yeah,
I remember when he beat Orton. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Exactly,
Randy Orton. That was a big deal.
It was awesome.
And then he that was the transition. He lost to Big Show, and then
Daniel Bryan
cashed in, and then they had the 3-way program. But then he was hurt. Mark Henry got hurt. That's why they had to take the title.
That's the problem with Mark Henry. Yeah, he gets hurt a lot.
Well, he's old, and he's
no. But even when he was younger,
he's got a lot of
wear
and tear on his body. Yeah, man.
It's tough it's carrying different. Around that kind of weight all the time, dude.
And he moved. He was moving for a while. But you were saying what I like about John Cena. John Cena, anytime he wants a reaction, he gets it.
Oh yeah,
he's the best. Like him and Randy Orton are like, honestly, I swear those are my two favorites.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago. They don't have bad matches.
They don't.
It's just tiresome because they've been doing it for so long.
Well, them against
it's
each
not
other.
Flair yeah. Steamboat. Let's put it that way. They do good matches, but you get tired of watching
it's
them.
It's still really good, man. If Flair and Steamboat had the same TV exposure and they ran those matches, because I'm sure there was a ton
yeah,
of Flair Steamboat matches that no one's ever seen that were right. just for live audiences. Everyone would be like, oh man, Flair Steamboat again. And you're talking about the two best wrestlers.
Steamboat
like,
was on the show a few months ago, told us a great story. His favorite match with Flair. They were doing a Broadway. There's about 20 minutes left, and you know they do the announcements. The live crowd's like, shit, this is going to go the limit. With 4 seconds left, Flair rolls him up and pins him, and the fucking crowd went ape shit.
Yeah.
They were pelting Flair with shit, and Steamboat said he's just in the ring watching the rain of shit flying at Flair while he's walking to the back. Said it was the greatest moment ever because the crowd thought they knew what was coming, and they completely fucked him.
My favorite thing was when I heard, I did a Matt Hardy seminar a while ago at a PWS thing, actually, and someone asked Matt Hardy what his favorite match was. And then he went on this huge story and talked about how he asked Ricky Steamboat what his favorite match was. And he says, you know, everyone thinks that I'm going to say, like, the best match I ever had was either Macho with Macho Man at Mania 3 or the one with Flair where he won the NWA title. And he said, well, of those two, I'd say my match with Flair because they went, like, 45 minutes and apparently they only called, like, two spots.
Yeah.
Whereas
everything
Savage
else was just on the fly.
And we asked him about that, too, where Savage was basically a dictator. Everything had to be mapped out ahead of time.
Yeah, so that's just incredible. Like, Flair is the king of somebody who can just go out there for an hour and you're just like, okay, see you.
That's what I was talking about a few weeks ago. There's some guys, like, they're just so comfortable. They don't even, like, they know what the finish is going to be, and that's it. And
yeah,
they know each other's movements. They're not even calling spots.
Well, in all honesty, like, I mean, I had a match with Mike Mondo, and we didn't call anything.
Nice.
For, like, 25 minutes, and it was really good. It was one of my favorite matches. Mike Mondo is the man.
He's
nice,
cool as
awesome.
Shit.
Yeah,
he was one of our, like, first guests, wasn't he?
I did that with Mike Mondo. I did that with Ricky Reyes, and it was good. I've done it a few times because I've had a few. At the Wildstone Training Center, they make you get that old school stuff down.
Nice.
And I did a camp with Dr.
It's important,
Tom, and he
man.
Made me do
it's
all
important.
That stuff. And like Les Thatcher made me do all that stuff. So I got the... I'm actually pretty comfortable on the fly. Not maybe not like 45 minutes, like fucking delivering a main event like Flair and Steamboat.
Right.
But, you know.
How much goes into when you guys do a tag match? Is there a lot that's... If we can break down that
we
wall,
we have some ideas.
Don't.
Like, we have ideas. We talk about it, and then JT and I get in an argument about something, and then
I'm like, always right.
It happens almost every time. We'll do whatever. We'll call whatever we're gonna call, and then there'll be a point. There's one point in every match we have where I'm like, oh, we should do this. JT's like, no, that doesn't make it. Why would the fuck would we do that? I'm like, it does make sense. We do this, and then we argue for like 5 minutes, and then the other team that we're talking to, they're just like, are you guys wrestling today? Or, like, what's happening? and then ends up being fine. We come to some resolution or whatever. But we don't. There's a lot of stuff that we don't like to... like, everyone thinks that... Even, like, we were saying how we work the Young Bucks. Everyone thinks the Young Bucks call, like, every little thing. They don't, and it's great. It's, like, kind of the beauty of watching certain people when they just paint their own picture when they're out there and get to have fun. Because I feel like when... You know, you can see people when they call every movement throughout the whole thing. They lose touch with the crowd a little bit. And it's nice. It's nice to be able to not have to do that and just kind of know who you're wrestling and know your opponent. And luckily, we, you know, a lot of people, we do our due diligence and we'll watch some of their matches. So we know some of their stuff. So we understand.
Due diligence. That's a legal term.
Good word. I mean, you guys do great. The stuff you guys have been doing the last year has been unbelievable. Anytime you see the Juicy Product on a flyer or a tweet or on Facebook, I mean, if you can't get there live, it's something you just troll the internet for as soon as it comes out, or grab a DVD. Because you guys have lived up to the hype. I mean, even the single stuff. Your stuff with Drew Saturday night, great match.
Yeah, he thought
I liked it. I like his style, how he's kind of like a throwback type of. What are you doing?
Don't worry about it. Keep going. Do you and guys then, not like Drew? I don't get this.
Keep complimenting me.
keep going. Keep. I want to hear more about how much over, you think brother. I'm awesome.
Well, no, and then JT's stuff with Hero and his stuff at Beyond was awesome.
Yeah, I'm the fucking man.
I think it's funny because Drew and I were talking before the match. We didn't call anything either. Like, Drew and I did that. It was just kind of all out there because we were told one thing, and then we were told something completely different once we walked out. So everything changed entirely.
Did anyone look in the eyes when they told you something different?
No, they didn't. So Drew and I kind of just went out there and just did our thing, and that was interesting. You know, I've worked Drew before, and he's always he likes to something that Drew does. He intimidates people. Like, people get, because he's very forward. Like, he's very much like in your face, and he's someone who looks you dead in the eyes, and
right?
Like, so people get thrown off by that. But I'm not someone like, I just kind of go, oh. And we're kind of the antithesis of each other. Like, I fed him. I said something to him in the back before. I was like, oh, whatever, we're doing this promo. I was like, well, I would say I'm a sports entertainer, and you're a professional wrestler. So
right,
I feel
and
like
he used that.
Yeah, and I was. So we were just talking about that. So I'm glad that those kind of styles can mesh together. I wish we were able to have more time somewhere else or whatever. I think Drew's got a lot of talent. Drew's good, man. Drew's proven to be good with a lot of people.
Yeah. Former world champion.
He's got that nice little picture up there.
Isn't he cute?
He's always good about he's always good about sending his t-shirts out too.
I do have my shirt upstairs.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Yeah. We had the blow off last week.
Which one was it?
It was the Better Combat Zone Gulag with the stars.
But he has the same shirt. But I'm saying which.
It was a blue one, navy blue.
Does it have the picture of him on it?
No.
Oh, it's the older one.
It's an original print.
Yeah, he told me this was an original print.
They're all original prints.
It's true.
Do you guys watch the TNA? I know JT over
TNA?
There loves the Dixie Carter.
I like TNA.
Dixie Carter rules.
Do you like her in like you want to have sex with her way? Like some creep sitting to my left.
Now she can look at you and not look you dead in the eye, but try to.
She's got that wonky.
At least she
eye
makes
thing
the attempt.
Going.
He ruined it for me when he called her wonky eye. Like that completely ruined like her face for me now.
I love
got
Dixie
the Shawn Michaels eye.
It's like hi, sugar.
As pointed out by past guest comedian Adam Lucidi, Shawn Michaels' eyes, they're going like to Cyclops.
Like, well, you like heard going that happened. That happened. He just took a bad bump or something.
In Syracuse,
I've heard about that, right?
By a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I
Shawn Michaels and a bunch of guys. It just sounds right.
No, I heard he just like took a bad bump or something, and all of a sudden it's like
Willy Wonky. And
yeah, I forget that story. I've heard this story before, though, where it's like
I did too. I honestly don't remember what it was, how it happened. Where
Triple H gave him a donkey punch and it fucked
up. All the way up to the so yeah, TNA.
So TNA, they do all their, they run out in Pennsylvania now and the city. Do you guys any interest going out there or
has anything really happened? Any
contact with them?
Yeah.
Not recently.
Taking any power bombs from Havoc or anything like that?
We've had there's been things like here and there, but we've never had anything serious.
Because I don't know, it looks like
I like TNA.
Their talent they have is above and beyond, I think, what the WWE has in terms of like Aries, Bobby Roode. God, I wish. Right,
so
he
why
had
don't we
left.
Why don't we ask this? What you said you like TNA, and I guess it's kind of the same reason, same question he asked you about John Cena. What do you like about TNA, and what could fans, if they want to watch TNA, what can they take away from a TNA show? Do you
the
guys
X
think?
Division.
What's that?
The X Division. I think the X Division is always going to be the heart and soul of TNA. That's what put it on the map. That's what solidified it as being competition. I feel as if originally that's where the workhorses were. The guys that even though they had 5 minutes, they gave you the five best minutes that you were going to see out of a 2-hour program. I think they've lost track of that a lot.
That was going to be my follow-up.
And plus, at the same time, a lot of those X Division light heavyweight guys have now transferred to the heavyweight division, so it's kind of hard to find new guys to fill their slots because you have the guys who have been there from the beginning now in the main event heavyweight picture. But I think they've done pretty good when they were trying to revitalize a tag team division and everything. But I think if they can get their tag and the X Division going at the same time and let the Aries, the Bobby Roods, and stuff like that be the main event.
Now, let me ask you – Let me ask you this question now, because it just triggered something in my head. Something that we bring up with a lot of the guys we've had, AJ Styles and Austin Aries and Chris Sabin on the show. Do you think that that's out of necessity because they can't afford Kurt Angle anymore, or even though he's apparently still back and forth with them, or Jeff Hardy or guys like that? Or do you think those guys would have gotten through anyway?
To break to the next level?
I think
with the way wrestling is nowadays, they would have made it there eventually. I don't think it happened fast or anything like that. I think progressively the timing was right. But eventually, I know personally, being one of those guys who's always branded as a light heavyweight guy, you got to fly around, you never be a heavyweight. It gets annoying to hear that after a while. And you're just like, okay, now I'm going to do it to prove you wrong. And a lot of those guys have been just like labeled, even outside of TNA, when they would take outside bookings, you'd always see me in these multi-man scramble matches, go out there, do a bunch of shit like you probably don't want to do right now, but that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you do on TV, so you got to do it here. And after a while, you're just like, no, fuck that, man. Like, I can give you those main event matches. I can slow it down. I can tell you better stories. And I think that's where those guys got to. After a while of being told you can't do something, you're eventually going to do it.
Dude, I love seeing Austin Aries, his ride. Like, when he was X Division champ, and he kind of, like, you could see him just getting over and over and over and over. Right. And then the Bobby Roode thing happened with when he won the title. He got in that picture because he got over enough. And I think the thing I like about TNA, that they have something that could be totally different on wrestling television. That I think
if they want it to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And when they've chosen to do that, it's been really good. Because I think there's no reason why you try to do anything like WWE if you're any other wrestling company. Do something different. Like that Lucha Underground show is awesome.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's something totally different. It's really good. The wrestling's really good, and the production's good. It's different. It's something else that you haven't seen. It's the same way that...
Would you say it's like nothing else?
It's like nothing else. Prepare for war. But, yeah, it's just something different, and it's something cool, and people want to see something different. That's why WCW got so over when it did when the NWO thing happened, because it was real, and that was not what pro wrestling was. Pro wrestling was a cartoon, and then they were real. So everyone's like, oh, well, this is different. Well, I like that.
And at the same time, ECW did the same thing.
Right.
For me, in 95, 96, I was like 15.
Oh, my favorite.
This is DJ.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. I hope so.
Shiny Wizards Skype. Wrestling Podcast, you're on the line with the Juicy Product.
What's up? It's Jackson James.
Jackson James, my man. Dude, this guy's the man. I love Jackson James.
What up, Jackson?
Nothing, man. Just chilling. I just saw your post on Facebook. So I thought I'd call in and say what's up to you guys.
Yeah, Jackson James is a wrestler from North Carolina. Or you're from South Carolina, aren't you?
Why don't you let him speak for
South
himself?
South Carolina. He's a wrestler from South Carolina, and he's really, really awesome. He's like super – he hasn't wrestled that long, but he's really good.
I appreciate that, man. I got to train with some of the best very early, and that's how we met. So.
That's right. We met at the Dr. Tom camp where Sonny tried to ruin my career.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That wasn't hilarious at all.
It is pretty funny.
It was pretty funny, and everybody had heat with you.
Oh, God. And I didn't even do
it. It's different from any other day.
Every other time people say they have heat with me, it's like because of somebody else, or like they never talk to me and they think that I'm an asshole. And then it's like,
you are an asshole.
Right, but they don't talk to me and learn that.
Mm-hmm. I remember you were the first guy I saw when we pulled up. We were walking to the room to train, and I saw you walk up, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, this son of a bitch.
Yeah, and then we sat out and talked, and you were a lot cooler. So
yeah, well, because everyone thinks I'm a douchebag.
I think we went on a Chipotle date.
Yeah, kind of.
We did go on a Chipotle date.
That's the truth, though.
What, that everyone thinks I'm a douchebag?
You just look,
you look like a douchebag.
You
I look like a douchebag.
You look like that guy where you're in a room and you scan it. You're like, oh, cool, cool, fucking douchebag.
Well, what did
cool.
Tommaso say? Tommaso said, I look like the dude that you just want to punch in the face.
You're cool. Fuck you.
But Jackson James is a super good talent. He's got the it factor. Height.
Oh, you're going to say big dick.
That's what he's doing. But you know, when I think about height, man, I mean, I'm six foot, like right at six, maybe.
Yeah, but with boots and fake height, you're like 6'3", which is like pro wrestler size.
Now, yeah, but how big's your cock?
Well, there it is. You had to throw the zinger in there.
Did you say zig? You
said zinger.
Zinger.
Oh, I just said something else. Do you refer to yourself as Double J?
I do not, man, but...
Why not?
Gimmick name. Because there's too many Double J's.
One.
One too many.
That's plenty, right? No, so I had a show last weekend with Rhett Titus, and Kenny King was there. Well, Rhett came down and was telling me all these stories about playing a video game, and for the longest time, people thought that Tessa Blanchard and I were like a couple, and I think you'd even
a couple of what?
I did ask you that.
Yeah, so he supposedly like sits around and plays WWE 2K14, and he started like creating all of these storylines. And one of the storylines is Tully, and he's trying to find like Tessa a boyfriend.
That's great. Wait, this is Kenny King who does that?
No, this is Rhett.
Oh, Rhett, because I know Kenny King plays NBA 2K, whatever, and he played Shane Strickland and got the shit beat out of him. And he, like, refused to play Shane ever again.
They, Rhett made up the story. And so it's like me and, like, Will Ferrara.
You guys know there's buttons you could turn your mics on.
I think Joey Janela might be on, like, one of the guys. Well, Tully's like, he's like pitching us to Tessa, like putting us over, and so he gave us all nicknames, and my name's the Thoroughbred.
The Thoroughbred? Did you run with that?
Get it?
I see what you did there. Did you gallop with that?
Is that one off to the races?
That's good. All these zingers.
So I changed my Instagram
to Thoroughbred.
Like a couple things to Thoroughbred. I've been hashtagging it a lot. So.
There you go.
I think I'm gonna run with it.
Let's put this out there.
Yeah. I'm gonna get some t-shirts made. You know, I was just talking to you about that actually.
You should get some t-shirts made that say Double J, Thoroughbred, Big Dick.
Yeah, put a big horse cock.
Big horse dick on it. That'll sell.
Double J.
If I may steal your line,
that would be over as fuck.
Whoa.
Sorry. Double J. Anything else before we let you go? We were in the middle of some hot and heavy wrestling talk.
Yeah, with double features.
No, I just go right ahead. I just want to call in some stuff. I'm about to eat some steak and
fucking Thoroughbred steak.
Well, we appreciate the phone call, man. Milk best steak. Of luck to you.
Yeah, man. I'll call you soon.
All right, JJ, sounds good.
Don't pull a Mr. Hands, brother. You know he's such a nice guy. He probably doesn't understand.
You know what Mr. Hands is, right?
It's the dude who gets banged by the horse and he fucking died, right?
He died.
Yeah.
Basically a horse fuck snuff film.
Every time I leave for like 2 minutes, I come back and you guys are either talking about small nipples or horse fucking.
Oh, this happens all the time.
Today, I'm talking about tonight only.
Yeah, this is it's a regular occurrence on the show. So before Double J called, Lucha Underground.
Oh yes,
very
so,
similar influence to you know, maybe it's gonna start a trend kind of like ECW in the 90s. I know
that's a tall order to take upon, man.
Yeah, but with what they have out there now and how much like a fucking dude dressed in a bunny suit is wrestling every week, like
it's not like he's pretending. It's not like we're supposed to pretend that he's an actual bunny.
Yeah, but it's still like just put.
I think that's what they want us to think, to be honest.
No
with
way,
you.
Dude. If this was 1993, I would say yeah, they want you to believe a bunny.
Well,
is
look who their audience
like,
is.
That's the thing.
Dude,
like,
it's not like the gobbledygooker.
It's pretty much
supposed
the same
to believe
thing.
A turkey is wrestling right now.
I just feel like they're recycling the same old storylines with the same people,
the same bunnies,
and maybe there's those wrestling fans who have grown out of that era and they're looking for an alternative. Yeah. And Lucha Underground is different than TNA and is different than WWE. I'm not saying it's going to have the same
influence as
ECW. The fucking bunny cost me another match.
Jesus Christ.
I think, in all honesty, like, I just think that everyone just needs to keep watching wrestling and you'll find something different. Oh, you'll find something that you like. Like, the one thing that was different that really started this whole new resurgence in wrestling, I think wrestling's on the upswing. Other than the WWE subscribers thing, the network thing, whatever. I think more people are watching it than what they're putting out there because I think people get it for free.
Yeah.
And so I think the people that pay for it, that's the number you see. But the thing is that the whole resurgence started when Punk said his contract was coming to an end. I thought ever since that, so that's 2011, this whole thing started. And the reason everyone gravitated towards that is because everyone was so used to the same wrestling all the time. And then he said that. I was like, oh, well, this is different. Again, I think that's all you really need is something different.
Yeah, but then they went different and then
Kevin Nash,
mm-hmm. Triple H, and it's like...
Well, maybe. I blame the people that cheered for Kevin Nash at the fucking Royal Rumble.
I cheered for Kevin Nash at the Royal Rumble.
I would cheer for Kevin Nash at the
Royal Rumble. I would too, but I wouldn't do it live. I mean, look, we went to see Pro Wrestling Syndicate last week, 2 weeks ago. You all know the stories of Virgil, how he just shows up.
You watch your goddamn mouth when you talk about
but listen,
Virgil.
But, but we all know the scam. We all know the con that he pulls. Come over here, take a picture. You take a picture. That was $30.
Yeah.
Yeah. They let him walk out with one of the groups for a tag match.
Yeah, I saw that.
The crowd's going, Virgil.
That's right, yeah, you were there. Yeah.
Virgil.
Listen, that's the worst thing you could do for a man like that. Because now he thinks he's worth more than zero.
Okay, now you guys have to zero. Tell the stories.
What, Virgil?
Yep.
Virgil's the man. Virgil loves
put us in the NWO.
He did. He actually legitimately put us in the NWO. So we're really in the NWO.
Well, he's Curly Bill, isn't he?
I like
he?
That.
What was it? No,
he was Vincent.
Curly Bill in the West Texas.
Vincent
in the West
Texas. West Texas Rednecks as well.
Oh. Well, we told Larry Zbysko about the fucking Virgil
he
thing.
He can't put you in the NWO.
Yo,
no,
we
he tried
told
to fight us.
He told.
I hate the NWO. Yeah, I was like, oh, star, I'm going inside. Fuck this.
Larry Zbysko literally got mad at us when we told him. We said, hey, Virgil put us in the
Who?
NWO.
You mean like, Vincent? Yes. That son of a bitch. He's not dead yet. I was like, oh, shit.
Seriously,
don't
Larry
tell him
went
we're the
off.
NWO. So he put us in the NWO. I hate the NWO.
Wow.
I'm like,
Larry's
my back's against the wall. I'm like, oh,
and then,
shit.
And then I remember after he got really mad, and I knew he was already really mad at us because we had told him this whole story, putting Virgil over. I was like, so, Larry, what do you think about our shirt? It says over as fuck. Goes, it's fucking stupid. You can't put it on TV.
I was like, thanks. Like,
thanks, Larry.
Please, roll your bathing suit and more up your ass and make pizza bagels.
The first time I met Larry Zbysko,
he
walked into the house.
He was up here with a thong and he was making pizza bagels.
It's true.
Was he working concessions at the show?
No, he was. We
no,
were
no,
in the house.
At the house.
We stayed
at where he lives.
You
Florida.
Went to Larry Zbysko's house?
Yeah, I've
well,
stayed at Larry's
house
a few times.
There.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we woke up and he was tanning outside.
The first time I ever met Larry Zbysko, he walked into the house at 2 o'clock in the morning wearing the AWA title. I swear to God.
Fucking awesome, right?
I swear to God. He was wearing
the
AWA title.
All his belts. Like downstairs in the living room. It's all Larry's belts.
He got stuck there.
Was the Western States Heritage belt there, please?
Was it? I don't know. There's he has like eight titles.
I didn't get too close because I didn't want him to beat the shit out of me.
He has like eight belts. Like,
I was kind of like looking for
the He has this big TV, and then there's this like thing with shelves, and there's four titles on each side that's just going down. And one of them's AWA title.
Or shelves.
Shelves, yeah.
This thing
I said,
with shelves.
Did I say shelves?
Yeah, you said this thing with shelves.
This thing with shelves. There's shelves.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's like almost
TV
like a cabinet.
With shelves around.
Could be like a casing.
It's got the shelves, and it's got the fucking glass and casing and all that stuff.
They're shell casings.
When I worked at Applebee's, I traded a basket of onion rings for a Virgil picture and autograph. With
I agree with that.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Good deal.
I agree with that. Well, how much
deal.
Do the onion rings cost?
They're like $6.
Yep. Okay.
So you got them for $4.
Yeah,
good
you made out right on that.
I was walking through the mall,
better
and
watch
I'm
out.
Like...
He's probably listening. He's going to come to PWS again and get that
$4
off of you.
I'm like, oh, there's a lot of black people at the Livingston Mall.
Oh, ding, Bell! Ding. Bell!
He only made an observation.
Yeah, you said yeah, but it sounded
bad. It was the way he said it.
And then I was like, that guy looks like Virgil.
That's
and then you were like, that guy looks like Virgil. And then you were like, that guy looks like
okay,
Virgil.
That
Wait,
that
legitimately, legit, this is something I laugh about my mom.
I laugh to my mom about it all the time because she one time confused Morgan Freeman for Wesley Snipes. And I was like, Mom, that's bad.
Yeah, that's not. That's the, that is bad.
That's bad.
But we forcibly two-sweeted Virgil at.
He didn't want to do it.
Yeah, at the show we were at in Pittsburgh.
You raped his.
I was like, fucking do it right now. The camera's on. I got to get the ring and wrestle. Let's go, Virgil.
We each had singles matches on this show. So I walked out with JT, and I was like, yo, JT, Virgil's over there. He's like, oh, my God. So we both walk over to Virgil.
No, we didn't walk. We ran.
And we're like, Virgil! Virgil! And Virgil wasn't booked on the show. You know, he showed up and set up his merch.
I mean, no, we walked in, and I was like, what the fuck is Virgil doing here?
Wrestling.
His shit was already
Virgil.
Set up for like 5 hours before bell
so
time.
So we just went up to him with. We made sure the camera followed us. We're like, Virgil, too sweet us. He was like totally nodded to
her. He's trying to like smile. He's like,
and we just put it in his face.
This fucking, fucking
do it.
This million dollar champion.
Yeah.
Oh, Virgil. Yeah. $1 billion superstar. Ted DiBiase.
Then
Ted DiBiase.
Then at
ever see the one where it's spelled wrong? The original poster he had is spelled Ted DiBiase.
Is that the one he puts in the subway?
Yes.
Probably. Oh, poor Virgil.
Remember then, Ed, when he wanted to take the picture with us, we were like, oh, too sweet, the picture. Because I wanted to tell us an 8x10. I wanted to put it on the merch table.
He legitimately liked us.
Goes,
he loved our merch
no.
and wanted
he
to take a picture with us.
I'm going to hit you with this one because it's for life.
We're like,
and fuck you, Virgil.
Wow.
Yeah, Virgil legitimately loved our merch. And came up to us, and that's why he told us we were in the NWO, because he liked the way our merchandise was.
Yeah, he said we're marketable. He said,
there you
over,
go.
He like, what's over as fuck? Over as fuck. Love it.
That's how you get over.
That's how
you get
over
right there.
That's how you get over as
love
fuck.
It. Let's get a picture.
His picture was after.
No, I swear to God, he asked us
yeah,
to
he
take a picture.
Asked to take a picture before he left.
Did you charge him $40?
Yeah. We should have, right?
That would have been hilarious.
Almost like fucking Anderson. The big league Anderson. There's this
the
dude,
story.
This fucking...
It's not even this story.
Which one? With Virgil?
Yeah.
With what? The
helicopter. Who
already fucking there?
Oh, the helicopter? He gave us a story. No. He told us. What?
Oh, man.
What? You saved this for your shoot duty?
Yeah, no, you can tell it.
We told it before.
I know.
Virgil told us that when Vince bought WCW, that Paul, that's Triple H... And that's how he says it, by the way. He goes, hey, guys, okay, so Paul, Triple H, him and Vince personally flew a helicopter over Atlanta, Georgia, in which Vince had organized all of WCW's merchandise to be put in this landfill. Okay, wait, what? How much money was it?
$62
million. $62
million
worth of merchandise.
Which is like more than what WCW
they paid
for
WCW. WCW was maybe sold for like seven figures.
Then,
like,
if that.
If that. Yeah.
Then Paul
and you got all the rest
dumped a
stuff.
Bunch of gasoline all over the...
He put
from
Billy Kidman in the landfill.
He dumped the gasoline all over the merchandise. And then Vince lit a match. And before he dropped it, he said... Fuck WCW. And he burned all of the merchandise.
This is
but
a Virgil.
In the helicopter, they
that's
him
a
and Paul
story.
Were flying themselves. They
that's a
and that's
Virgil
why
story.
Lex Luger looks like Richard Pryor.
Oh.
Richard Pryor's in the hole on fire.
Dead. Remember when Virgil told us? He's like, you guys are good. You know, then he like lowered
oh,
his.
Oh, Vince
like,
McMahon runs
he's
this
like, hey, you know, Vince McMahon runs this school himself in Florida, right? And we're like, no shit. He goes, yeah, it's called FCW. And I'm like, no, fuck. Mind you, this is like, what, 4 months ago?
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's just like, you guys should go down there. Tell him I sent you. He trains everybody. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Imagine if we went down there like, hey, Vince, Virgil Vincent, he sent us down here. Get the fuck out. We'd be banned. We'd be blackballed.
Wait, what did he say?
He said
Vince ran it along with.
Oh,
he said,
fuck. He said everybody who wasn't there anymore.
It was like Vince.
Steamboat.
Who did he say? Yeah, Steamboat. It's like Steve Kern.
He named everybody that just
I think
wasn't
he said Dustin. Dinner. He even said he's like
oh,
Dustin
Goldust.
Reynolds.
Goldust, but like Goldust was a tag champ on TV. And he's just like, oh yeah, he's there training everybody.
Yeah, they're all the trainers
yeah.
down there at
if,
FCW.
If it says NXT, don't be confused. It's still FCW.
Yeah.
If it says, don't worry about the letters.
I think Eddie Graham's there too. Yeah. I think Eddie Graham helps us.
That's just what FCs and Ws look like now. They look like NXs and Ts. Don't worry about it.
What? They changed the letters?
Fuck.
Then someone asked him, we asked him, like, hey, do you do any in-ring stuff anymore? He goes, not unless there's a 1 followed by 6 zeros.
Six.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't do anything in the ring unless he gets paid $1 million.
What if it's just him followed by the 1-2-3 kid as Six?
That's pretty
deal.
Good.
Deal.
Right, you totally redeemed yourself, Matt. That was good.
Boo.
And with that,
we go to.
I want to dust
gonna,
over Raw.
No, we got to wrap.
All right.
Oh, I never rap.
Raw dog or no dog?
A boo. What about Dirty Dog?
Oh, did you?
All right. Before I go, I'm gonna do plugs for everybody. Before I go, that have you ever heard of a chili dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not like.
Wait. Are you talking about like the food or something sexual?
No. I'm talking about the sexual.
Yes.
Ew. Okay.
No, but I'm interested.
It's when you take a shit on a girl's chest and then you titty fuck her.
What?
I know someone who'd be into that. Oh, not sitting on the couch.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as the chicken. Did you ever hear the chicken parm?
No.
It's where you're chicken fucking a girl parm. On the beach and there's sand all over and you titty fuck her there.
No, the chicken cutlet.
Oh, the chicken cutlet, not the chicken parm.
You take it out, you dip it in the sand, and then you
start. Yeah, the chicken parm, that involves like red sauce. Where the fuck are we going?
That's what I thought you were going.
Yeah, I didn't think that one through.
Callie just found out the other day that apparently like someone she knows is like into her dude taking a shit on her chest or something.
That's like the girl. I'm like, that's
lost all respect for that person.
Right there.
That's pretty.
That's
gross.
So beyond a deal breaker.
That's like, way what's beyond. Up? I'm into this.
The fact that there were negotiations before that.
Baby. Well, no. That's not even her other friend. What? It turned out that
God,
her friend had a girl.
No,
the girl
shouldn't have friends. Should probably eliminate friends.
Oh yeah.
Wait, your friend has a dick?
No, there's. This friend of hers that was a guy was dating some girl, and the girl turned out to be a dude.
Yep. Oh.
Sounds like a party to me.
Sounds like
pants.
It.
Party in the pants.
If you guys want a good party, you could follow the Juicy Product.
Whoa! Oh! Yes.
Fucking love it. Thanks for the bonus.
Yes! Perfect.
You can follow the Juice at the Juice. There are two extra E's on the end of that.
Juice.
Not. Don't get them confused with Juventude.
Somebody stole a fucking song.
Because he is the
Wait,
original.
Do you need plug music?
Yeah, give me some. But don't give me some fucking dog shit. Don't do quack like a duck. Don't. You better find.
Fandango.
Perfect.
All right.
That can work
from my ear.
So, JT Dunn at The Juice, two extra E's. David Starr at The Product DS. Follow those guys on Twitter. You can find them up north here in the New York City area this weekend, Friday night, fiveboroughswrestling.com. They will be taking part in a tag team tournament. The next night in Deer Park, New York.
Deer Park, that's good one.
At
Strong
the
Island.
NYWC Sportatorium. They will be taking place. They will be
place.
Wrestling, excuse me, for SWA.
Taking first place, that is.
The Suffolk Wrestling Alliance.
Suffolk.
They'll be taking on the... No, not Suffolk.
Suffolk.
No, it's like Suffolk County.
For the record, I've only known it as SWA, so you just were the first person to tell me what those abbreviations
it's
were.
It's like Suffolk County.
Suffolk?
Sure. You guys are wrestling really the Punkabillies.
Yeah, we are Ooh. Wrestling the Punkabillies.
The Punkabillies.
Nice. Yeah.
Will the FIP titles be on the line?
Yes.
They should be. We should give
All
them the Punkabillies.
You got belts, we'll bring them.
Next Friday night, my birthday. They will be at the West Warwick Civic Center taking on Milk Chocolate.
Who?
At XWA's Rootin' Tootin' Grappling Related Spectacle-like Eventapalooza. The longest fucking name of an event.
They posted that the fans voted for that name. When we're there, we're going to take a poll. And we're going to survey the crowd, Scott Hall style, and see who voted for that name. And then we're going to jump the barricade and beat the fuck out of all those fans.
I think it was like...
We have the NWO! The doors are locked! We're going to beat the shit out of everybody in the crowd!
Who was the Looney Tune that would be like the rootin' tootin' varmint guy with the beard?
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam. He was the one that...
We call
so
him
if you
Zeb
see
Coulter.
Him there, then you'll have your answer.
I'd fuck him up.
And then there's... there's another one. I think it's in Canada.
C4.
Okay.
Canada.
On the 28th.
There you go.
We're wrestling the Super Smash Brothers.
Nice.
And
you guys had
awesome.
A great match with them at Smash.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
And then November 29th, November 30th, that weekend, Beyond Wrestling, lookmanofans.com. Alive and Kicking is Saturday. Mm-hmm. Tournament for Tomorrow 3, which is now a tag team tournament. It's taking place Sunday, both at Fet Music in Providence, Rhode Island. LookmanoFans is the website.
I won last year's tournament.
You
fact.
Did?
Yeah, I JT
did.
Beat
I won
Silver
the whole
Ant
fucking
the
thing. I wrestled three chicks in there, beat Green Ant in the finals.
Yeah, now
oh, you beat
now
Drew.
Silver Ant.
No, Drew's not Green
Drew's
Ant.
Not Silver Ant.
He's not an
he's
ant.
He's Green Ant.
No, he's not an ant.
He's not Green Ant. Green Ant and Silver Ant are the same person. Or, that's actually...
I don't know. I haven't
yeah,
seen a lot of
evolved. He evolved. He evolved to Silver Ant because he's no longer green.
Wrestling is fun.
What does he do after green?
He's silver. Silver.
He just oh, well, after silver. Fuck.
There's
silver? No.
No, that's it. He's in his
That's it?
Final it's like Pokemon. Stage, he's reached his final stage
I don't know anything
evolution.
About Pokemon.
Actually, I don't either.
And then there's Fire Ant
not
and,
right.
and Soldier
There's Fire Ant, Missile Ant,
Well, yeah.
Ant.
I mean, of the important ants.
Come on, run out of plug music.
The original ants
over here.
Colony.
So that's where you guys can see the juicy product. You can follow them on Twitter at The Juice with two extra E's. At The Product DS. I am pointing again. Go fuck yourselves. Follow them. Support them. Buy their shit. Over as fuck t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Where can they get them?
Pro Wrestling Tees?
No, oh, we don't have Pro Wrestling Tees store. They're available at randomthings.co, which is run through Roadside Graphics in Jersey. It's also, you can contact us on Facebook and stuff, and you can PayPal us, and we'll send them out to you as well.
Nice. We'll think about it. You
they
PayPal
do it a lot,
us, and we'll think about it.
A lot faster than Gulak,
yeah, we'll consider sending out shirts after you pay for them.
Buy my girlfriend stuff, too, because I make her pay for
dinner. You just
threaten
people that buy them to beat them up if they don't come get them themselves.
Yeah, we're really like
She beat me at WSU,
Listen,
so we
I'm gonna
the
pull
movies during CZW, and I made her pay.
I'm going to pull...
That's a true story.
I'm going to pull a Hulk Hogan and tell everybody that I'm going to beat them to death with their own bat. That's my favorite Hulk Hogan promo ever.
And then,
beat them to death with his own
bat. Then we have our supporters and the people we support. Our friends to the north, Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. These guys were just there last month.
Yeah,
stole the show, I'll say, with the Super Smash Brothers.
I would agree.
November 23rd at the Canland Sportsplex in Ontario, 2 p.m. doors, 5 o'clock bell time. Matt Cross, undefeated ever since he's been in Smash against Alex Shelley, Mr. Gulak, and Mr. Busick, taking on the Young Bucks. Scotty O'Shea versus Brent Banks in an ambulance match.
First one ever in Canada.
Yeah, how's that going to go down?
Who knows?
What are they going to do?
I didn't even know they had ambulances up there.
Yeah.
But they just put them on horses.
Smash-wrestling.com. Follow them at Smash Wrestling
moose.
On Twitter. Our buddies, Pro Wrestling Syndicate, next Saturday night, Wrestle Bowl.
Yep.
Featuring
Colt Cabana versus Mario Bokarov for the PWS World Heavyweight Championship. A bunch of elimination matches. Reality Check and Teddy Hart taking on Shining Edward Jackson's, I guess, family. That would be the Heavenly Bodies, Falaba, along with our friend Brian Myers. Appearances from Mick Foley, Jerry Lynn.
Ethan
the insane
Carter.
Clown Posse will be in the building.
That's right.
A lot of other great matches. The Reynolds Brothers, Chris Payne, and... I'm going off the shit right now. I don't
That's
remember.
Right. For tickets,
Eddie Kingston versus
tickets and more information.
Yep.
ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. And then AIW Wrestling out of Cleveland. Hell on Earth 10.
Is this Del Rio song just on loop?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, it
oh,
was Fandango and transferred into Del Rio. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
And we're about to go into another one because Matt likes to be grandpa when it comes to plugs.
Well, you keep fucking interrupting me.
We have friends,
I love it.
Man.
This is awesome.
November 28th. Cleveland, Ohio, Turner's Hall, AIW, Hell on Earth 10, EC3 versus Johnny Gargano, Alex Shelley versus Josh Prohibition, and more. Go to AIWWrestling.com for all your AIW needs.
AIW really likes us.
I'm going to say you're being sarcastic. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
They really like us.
Really?
Yeah, they really, really like us.
Last one?
I can't tell now.
Last plug?
Yeah, it's...
Are you being a douchebag?
You can't tell.
What the fuck? You can't end like this.
No, well, I still have one.
Wait,
plug.
What are we trying to do? I'm confused. I was tweeting.
The Pro Wrestling Marathon of Boston.
I was just
4th,
telling them
5th
how.
And 6th out of Boston. They are responsible for our big guest, which I'm not going to announce yet, in the second week of December. I guess we can announce it. You want me to announce it? Or
no, wait till the third anniversary show.
Wait till the third anniversary
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Announce that
oh,
big-time guest who I'm very excited to have. But
check them out.
Oh, that's all you're talking about, the Boston Pro Wrestling Marathon thing?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I got to get booked on that.
Well, it's in March, so you got time.
Yeah, you would think I'd be the first person they call, seeing as how it's in fucking Boston.
Right. I would think. Yeah, I'll put in a good word.
Bitches. You don't live there, though, anymore, right?
Not anymore. Are you the fucking living police? You're going to fucking dictate where I live and where I go? Fuck you. Fuck, this show's over.
Yes.
Cut the music.
Cut it. Cut it.
Want to thank you guys for joining us tonight, Juicy Prada.
We're taking over.
Start kicking shit.
Thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for the awesome over as fuck shirts. Thanks for bringing the belts. We learned a lot.
Yeah, you can fucking keep them, too. I'm so mad. Loud noises.
Can we really keep them?
Yeah,
because don't tempt us, because we will take them.
We will definitely.
You could have the WSU ones, because they'll stab you in your sleep.
Yeah.
Can we, really?
Do you guys... No, we're not going to keep their belts, dude.
I don't want to sound like an amateur. You guys have a theme song you want us to play you out or something? Do you guys have a song you want to
hear? We had
you sing a song?
We have... Yeah.
I want you...
No, we usually have a closing number that we
want
to...
So. I want you to personally...
Joan Jett,
cut
do you
all the
touch?
Music off.
Do you really?
Joan
Jett, do you want
to touch? If you play Joan Jett, I will fucking flip this house upside down.
It's impossible. Just play Joan Jett.
I will break every
Don't
bottle
break
of alcoholic
house,
beverage in this house over David Starr's naked body.
Go ahead.
Do it. Do it. I dare you.
Only if it's made with the hair doll.
Yes.
What a good song.
What a
And we play you out with Joan Jett. Good night, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this live broadcast of
Thank
the Shining Blues Wrestling Podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. And seal up your asshole so you don't get raped in the middle of the night. Good night.
Good night.
You're welcome for the
Love
moment.
You, DJ.